Hello, everybody. Welcome to the HG Show coming at you live from Los Angeles, California. August 31st, 2026, here with the game. It's Monday. Time for another week of great shows, sponsored by Monarch. Thank you so much. To our wonderful sponsors, and I'm so excited to get some cockles with lots of vinegar. Oh, look at the vinegar and salt and pepper. Right tomorrow. Sorry, I won't do that. I won't hit you that early with it. I'll let you be for a little bit at least. Blame Zach though. He gets me fired up. Yeah, we love the English and we shout them out here today on the podcast.
Oh yeah, look everyone.
How's everyone feeling today? Good weekend. Olivia, I see you. The best.
That audio, did you know?
So what now?
People still use that audio. I saw a YouTube short with 2.5 million likes in like less than a few
days. One of us going,
hey girl, I see you from all the way up here.
Yeah, love that. Fantastic. We love that.
I
was a bad
girl. I love that song.
What happened? Was that you, Zach?
Yes, it was.
Were you a bad girl?
I was a bad girl this weekend, yeah.
Oh, no.
You naughty girl. So we got some actually fun stories here today. There's a big Twinder swindler-esque scam that everyone's buzzing about on TikTok. A guy faked being an NFL star player and stole over $1 million from women he duped.
Everything is a scam, but not this.
No, this one is.
Not this.
Are you sure?
You guys are right.
I mean, he got arrested, so I think.
Not this.
Well, has he been convicted?
He hasn't been convicted.
You guys are right.
There's still a chance.
I guess so. I guess maybe he's right. Not this.
And of course,
you know, it's so funny. Totally unrelated to that soundbite, but Howie's coming in on Friday.
Woo! Totally unrelated.
Oh man, it's such a shame. I love that soundbite so much. Yeah, I'm excited to see Howie. We got such a great week of shows here.
Ow.
I know, man. And we also have PNP, old friend of the show. You guys remember him?
Let's go.
Of course, you remember him.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
He's calling in to weigh in on a dirt bike chase. How exciting
is
that?
That is exciting. I'm always excited to talk
I check
to him.
In. I think he's doing well. He's married. He's working with the elders, just like Sal Goodman. Honestly, just like Sal.
I think the last time I heard from him was the Dolby, and he was there. Really good guy, though.
Yeah, he's the best. He is a sweetheart. And listen, just if you don't trust me, just ask all the criminals he got out of Gotham Asylum.
Amazing things to say about that guy they have.
Mm-hmm. I was going to go to jail for 200 consecutive years, or... two life sentences. Thank you to Zoe Girl Passion for 5 gifty.
Zoe.
I love a cockle.
What is cockney? What is that?
Not cockney. Cockle.
Oh, cockle.
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 Yeah, cockle.
English.
Isn't that just seafood, right?
Well, it's like a shellfish of some kind.
I think it's a malt.
Oh, I was right. Okay, yeah. It's fucking gross. Yeah. British cockles.
White pepper.
God, the way she was throwing those down was just. So there's no crunchy. It looks. Okay, let's see. Cockles are bivalve mollusk. This means their shells are comprised of two hinges, the parts that protect the soft body. Cockles only live in salt water, bury themselves beneath the sand at the seabed. Et cetera, et cetera. I can't imagine. Listen, I know lots of people like seafood.
A little bow for me.
You know?
It's probably similar. It's like you've had oysters or clams before?
I hate it all.
And a little flour.
But have you had it?
I've had it.
Yeah. Oh, are you? I don't know if I believe you.
No, I've had it. Nice. I don't like seafood. I don't like any seafood. I've tried it. Yeah,
you don't like any sushi? That.
Look at this thing. It's fucking disgusting looking, isn't it?
That looks good, bro.
That's are you serious?
I'd eat that. I don't mind it.
Looks like he has like two sphincters and a fucking prolapse.
stop.
Like,
me.
Visually, stop. It's just so unappetizing.
It's pretty unappealing, yeah.
Dude, Nate, you really... Dude, Nate, are you serious?
I agree with that, Queso. That's going to be the ultimate get. He's going to win Soundbite of the Year, and we're going to have to get him on the show.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Look at that. Cool, cool. Have you tried this, Samara?
No.
Would you, does this seem like something up your alley?
That looks disgusting.
Oh, yeah, look at one.
I don't know. You like beans on toast. I mean, it's just like stone throws.
That's so different.
My now shop at Beckham's. I'm not just that fishy.
It's also not kosher, to be fair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's why she's not eating it. How exciting. Let's see. Let's start at the top with some fun little goofs, and we have lots of goofs and gaffs too. Oh my gosh, fairy alert, Bill Hates.
Bill Hates!
Woo!
Shout out to Bill Hates.
Thank
Nobody
you so much
Bill.
For the five gifty.
Nobody.
Kate says, is there anyone in LA that serves good cockles? Bro, please don't fucking.
Who likes a cockle?
I'd almost rather, it looks as disgusting as a fika fish.
Frankly. Oh, there's no
nothing. Is
no
disgusting.
Way that it's as gross as that.
Like, well, fika fish is just a fish fillet. This is like you could see asshole and prolapse.
Yeah, but fika fish is rotten.
Yeah, it's a
fermented, fish. Dan.
Whatever, you know what I mean. That shit is nasty. I, you know, I'm not gonna say that you would like it, but there's just no shot that it's anywhere as disgusting as fika
cockle.
Fish.
I mean, yeah, I guess, listen, try to find a cockles place in
LA.
I mean,
I've never had it, but I mean, I used to eat oysters and clams growing up, and I was never like a huge fan of it, but they're okay.
I know people love it. This is what a cockle look like. Live cockle in it. Check out this
live
cockle.
Cockle.
Throw that in some vinegar and
is
pepper.
There a live cockle Girls, there?
Let's watch this. Beachcombing, yeah, Atlantic cockle.
Oh, another fairy.
Oh, don't be American, bro. Oh my God,
Booby.
Five gifties. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our internet's supposedly back, but.
It is back.
It's not oh, moving.
Go.
I haven't seen it YouTube.
There you go.
Chase Tunnel here, Mission Aransas National Estuarine Research Reserve at the University
of Texas. What are you doing? You're an American and you're looking for cockle, bro. Get a fucking grip on yourself, man. You're on the wrong side of the sea, sir.
I now shop in Peckham.
Anyway, that's what a cockle looks like.
That's a cockle.
So here's
a cockle then.
Oh, and a vinegar.
White pepper. It's salt.
Oh. Right. Somebody said Arya sold them in Game of Thrones, and
oysters, clam, and cockles.
Yeah, when she's like training to be an assassin or whatever, she's always shouting about cockles.
Cockles.
Also, like, cockle sounds like a fucking silly English word for, like, dick and balls or something.
The owl serenata. Whoa, that was way too long to read. I'm sorry.
Thank you, though.
Thank you, whoever you
are. So here's an old guy. He shows up at the skate park. You know how I feel about people in scooters. He shows up, and he's ready to hit that half pipe.
Oh, hell yeah.
And.
Oh, we're about to see some scooter tricks?
He's about to show these whippersnappers how it's done.
Fuck yeah, let's go. Oh, he already, okay. He's a pro.
He's already done it.
Oh! Yo, look at this shit, bro! Yo, get this shit in the court! Get this shit in the court!
Here he comes. Dramatic, slow.
No!
Are they yelling no?
So apparently, I don't know what he did the first time, but whatever he's planning now is freaking the kids out.
You probably drove down the ramp and left there.
Don't do it!
Don't do it.
He's actually gonna kill himself.
Don't go down that, bro.
Yo, this is a nice kid. I'd be like, do it.
Yeah, no.
If I was a kid, do it.
He's 100%.
He's trying to warn him.
But I wish I saw what he ripped the first time, and then I could say how confident I am. Yeah, this guy's tired of living. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think he just wants to do some sick tricks.
Also, he's got it's like a chopper.
Yeah, this thing's sick, dude.
Oh, he's having a smile. He's having a laugh. Are you cupping, mate? That front wheel's looking a little small.
No way.
He's like.
Oh my god.
It's so funny how hard, how violently he's thrashed.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Why are they being like, no. Like, what'd you think he was doing? He's queued up.
They should hype him up, bro. My man.
This is my pick. Look at how his body gets tossed, bro.
Because the wheel turns and it just thrashes.
Whoa! You know what? He actually, I think he should try again. And let me explain why. It looks like he initially lands it and then falls.
Well, it's a user error.
For sure.
He lacks this.
He whips off. That was crazy.
He gets up like he's fine, but chances are he's probably
gonna die.
Honestly, I mean, at that age, doesn't take a lot. Really doesn't.
Why won't I die?
You promise he gets up?
The kids really tried to stop him. Oh, another fairy? With 20 this time. Paradise.
Wow, 20 gifts?
Yeah, they're flowing in this morning. Shout out to Paradise and all the rest.
Oh, thank you guys. Appreciate that.
God, thank you for the gift of subs.
Oh my God.
Anyway, let's watch how this ends.
One of those kids should have tried to jump over him at the end.
Boy, he's
sick.
Do a kick flip over him?
Yeah. The kid was worried, but he does laugh.
I mean, how could...
Yeah, dude.
These are good kids, honestly. I would be...
Yo, why? Yeah, for real, though. Why? Why did you do that?
Need the ambulance. Can you move?
Oh, no.
These are really good kids, honestly.
Oh.
He's broken in half.
I'm going to call an ambulance for
you. Oh, those are good kids.
Yeah, yeah.
They tried to stop him. They checked on him.
They did everything they could.
Yeah.
They really did.
But at the end of the day...
Zoe Girl Passion again with another 5.
Wow, thank you guys. This is fun.
Get the fuck up!
I'm being told this kind of three-wheeler is banned in Washington because they're too dangerous.
Dangerous.
That's
out.
The problem. He needed a fourth wheel, and then it would have been totally
fine. Wait, what?
Fun.
Oh, they're dangerous for the rider because it's not stable?
I assume so. Yeah, I mean.
Or is it because it's possible three wheels is more stable than four?
No, three, you're able to maneuver easily. Easier. Four is more stable, I believe. Yeah. Based off. It must be. Like kids' strollers, I know that's
how
it works.
What kind of fucking fascist country is this where you say you're telling someone who's lived their whole life
how many wheels
they've made it all the way to the end and you're telling someone they can't ride a three-wheel scooter? They have to ride. You hear that? That's the march of fascism approaching our country. I do not want to live in a country where old timers are told they have to ride four-wheelers and not three-wheelers. If this man wants to get fucking whiplash and crack his body in half, that's his goddamn right.
Yeah, no, it's true. And yeah, I will point out that it's specifically Washington in the Pacific
Typical.
Northwest.
Typical. Antifa.
And yeah.
Antifa, more like Tifa. Wait.
Wait, what?
More like ant. Well, they're anti-fascist. Yeah, I'm working on something over here.
Yeah, but I thought you were saying that they were fascist.
That's what I was saying. It's not Antifa. It's ant or whatever, Tifa. Right? It's just that part. It's Tifa, I think.
No,
Pro-tifa. No, it's just Fa.
Pro-Tifa.
It's Fa, dude.
Just Fa, bruh.
Bofa, dude.
Yo,
Fa!
Yo,
Bofa!
Yo, Fa for sure, bruh. Thank you for all the gifts. Appreciate all the fairies on screen. Everything comes back to GTA 6, you know. Apparently you can steal mopeds, mobility scooters. You can steal the electric elderly scooters from NPCs. In GTA 6, so.
Really?
That's
oh, that's actually super fun. Now I'm in. I was on the fence.
Let's do it. You know what would be sick? If I had a garage where I just went around town all day stealing scooters, and I just had a fucking crazy collection of just like hundreds of scooters. I've completely decimated the old elderly population.
Should join, what is it? The No Pixel? The role playing,
yeah.
Is that a funny identity?
That would be a funny identity in a role playing server.
It's a disability.
Sure. I just stealing mobility scooters. The mobility bandit.
Corner,
I
mean, and then corner the market.
Might not be fun for you, but
right. That would probably be pretty boring to do.
And does it save all my property if I keep stealing scooters?
Yeah. You could. There was 10 car garages in GTA 5.
And I could just... The thing is, can I fit a bunch of scooters in there? Or is it one scooter, one slot?
Per slot.
So 10's not enough to make me interested.
Mm-mm.
But you could get more than that. I can get multiple 10 car
garages? Oh, yeah. Okay. You can get multiple. Yeah,
okay. Mm-hmm. They get like 100 scooters?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a 10.
When I retire someday, that'll be my new passion.
Yeah. Swedish bun with 10 gifties.
My goodness.
The fairy is working this morning.
Thank you, Swedish buns. Oh, cockle. Shout out to Montreal. We love our Canadian fans. They're doing meetups. H3 meetups is the thing.
In Montreal.
Love our fans. Let's see. This guy's getting measured. How tall did he end up?
Oh, we need the result.
Look at this fine group of folks here.
Hey.
We've got a Vape Nash. We got an H3 ball.
Is it a ball or a balloon? It's a balloon.
Guess that'd be a balloon, Dan.
I guess it's ball-like. Balloons are ball-like.
What a great group of folks. Shout out to Montreal H3 Club.
And they're eating cockles.
Oh, that lobster. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Were they in an elevator? In the previous picture, did they all cram in an elevator? Looks like an elevator.
Hard to tell.
It's a bit elevator-like, I suppose.
It's a lift.
Is that okay?
It's fine. Just want to make sure it's up to code.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
This guy looks like he just, I'm not saying anything other than that. It looks like he weighs a lot, which is the only reason I mention it is because we're thinking about weight capacity on an elevator.
You don't want to have to get the fire marshal down there. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. No.
Just looking out for everyone's...
It'll be funny.
Tell the story of how I almost got trapped in an elevator in New York when I was there recently.
No.
It was...
10,000 degrees inside?
Yeah, it was during that heat wave over the 4th of July weekend. And yeah, me and like some random family and Allie.
You guys get to know each other?
No, thankfully it like started working again after about 5 minutes. But I was kind of... panicking inside
because of the heat.
Yeah, it was like a 110 degree day,
honestly. And if you get stuck in there too long, that could be a problem.
Yeah,
like babies in a hot car.
Yeah,
for real.
Adults in a hot elevator.
No, it was not cool. There actually were some kids in there. Like a family.
Oh my, that could have gone horribly.
It could have gone really bad. And then yeah, after about 5 minutes of sitting there and calling like the little emergency thing,
panic,
it just started moving on its own again. So I don't know what the fuck happened, but yeah, don't overload elevators, people.
You were in there
That's what I'm here to tell you.
5 minutes.
You were in there. Is it overloaded? Minutes?
Not really, no. There was probably like six of us in there.
You know, it'd be funny if they're all getting an elevator and then everyone's like, not you. You've got to wait for the next one to the big guy.
Why him?
That wouldn't be funny.
Because he weighs a lot more than them. Zach finds it funny. That's a Zach. It's not like a commentary on his character. Just saying.
Well, of course not.
Bro's a big dude.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He knows that. Come on.
215 Capo. Shout out.
We love them all. Love them all.
I love a cock. We like a cock, though.
He's probably got a good cock. Oh.
Oh, that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking meat cannon.
Going hog wild.
Ember Sound
Canyon,
Ember Sound Co. Said I got trapped in an elevator at Great Wolf Lodge once. It was a literal nightmare.
Oh no.
Yeah.
God, I hate that fucking
Did
place.
I ever tell you? I don't think I ever told Ethan.
Hmm.
Literally, one time, like when you guys were doing your Great Wolf Lodge things, we were getting like little potential like ads, and Great Wolf Lodge just popped up on the screen.
Yeah. I know, I've seen
that. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Oh my god. Literally Great Wolf Lodge trying to like get in on the H3
I don't know.
Rivalry.
It must be some
it's
automated interest.
Yeah, I think they're detecting us saying it so commonly in our episodes.
Which is great. Great Wolf Lodge, Great Wolf Lodge, Great Wolf Lodge. I mean, let's get the ads going.
Keep it coming.
Bro. Yeah.
Yeah, we'd accept them as a sponsor, right?
Oh my god, yeah.
Like if they came and offered you a sponsorship, yeah. Would you do it?
Yeah. Of course.
This place so is awesome. Funny. I took my family here. We had a great time.
Super clean. Super friendly staff. Very clean. Everything was clean. No ghosts. shout out also to the LAOC fan meetup. We actually had the pleasure of meeting a bunch of these guys in the office. They came to say hi to us.
Oh, that was so fun.
Yeah, it was nice meeting them. Let's see what else we got over here. Milo Yiannopoulos. So funny what happened to him. This guy was like a darling of the right. Then he famously went on Joe Rogan where he had some, I don't forget exactly what happened, but he was speaking way too comfortably about an older man taking a young child as a lover. I remember. Right. He said, it happened to me. It wasn't that big of a deal. It was great. He was like, it was great.
I think that's
what he said.
Yeah.
So after that, he got kind of outcast, and then he became a Christian.
Yes.
And last I saw, he was working on some Bible network, which is so damn
funny.
He was
doing like QVC, selling Bibles.
Yeah, you guys probably recognize him. He's been around, you know.
I'm not gay no more.
But he's always looking fabulous. That's the thing, right? Always with the hair and the blazer.
Such a ridiculous person. Looking fabulous.
But nowadays, looking a little rough.
Oh, no.
Right?
What happened?
What happened to Milo?
Is this, what do they call it? Is this, twink death?
Oh, brother.
You could.
This is twinkicide.
Twinkicide.
This is worse. He was such a hot little twink, man. For so long, he held to his twink status.
I want
to
be a twink.
I would be a twink if I had an option.
Well, you
are now.
Technically.
No, I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm hairy and old.
I mean, you can get laser hair removal. You can afford that.
Wax my whole body. Well, I can't get young.
True. Yeah, that ship has sailed.
Sorry, oldie.
Yeah, old fucking man.
How did it feel?
How old are you, Olivia?
I'm 27.
That's pretty gay.
Thank you.
That's pretty
gay. I will say, rounding up, I'm practically dead, which makes me scared as fuck.
It's true. You're almost 30, and at 30, you might as well be 40.
I'm turning 30 this year.
Which is what I am.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm going to be 42, and like, God fucking knows how long.
But then you may as well be 70, you know what I mean?
I should just do it. Get it over with.
Get it over with. Take that scooter down that ramp.
The ramp to Valhalla.
You're right. He was tired of living.
Must be, right? So anyway,
the only reason.
They're calling you an otter in the chat, by the way. You're an otter.
That's not a twink.
That
though.
I see. No, an otter is a correct declaration.
Let me look what an otter.
Gay term otter. A man who is of slimmer average build but noticeably hairy, serving as a middle ground between a twink and a bear. Okay.
Doesn't that
fair
make
enough.
You gay?
An
that
works. Otter? Why does everybody got to have like a fucking fit in some category in the gay world?
That's a big gay, man.
I'm an otter. I'm a walrus. I'm a bear.
That guy looks like
I'm a
you.
Ferret.
I don't know.
You know, we don't have to characterize them.
I mean, we don't.
No,
that looks
true.
Like you, Ethan.
It's just kind of fun. It's just kind of fun, dude. Oh my God, some of these. Yeah, I probably get off of this. I feel like we're headed for disaster here.
This is an otter? That's just like a normal guy.
Well, normal because everybody it looks is. Like you? Are you the normal?
But like, what's the category here? You're just a normal guy. He's got an otter shirt on. Yeah, we could see you're an otter, bro. You don't need a virtue signal.
Well, is this even...
Well, that might just be because you looked up otter.
Yeah.
That
no.
might just
is
be
that
a guy
even
with
related?
No, you want to know what I typed?
Just a cute otter t-shirt.
Before you judge me, you want to know what I typed?
I don't know. What did you type?
First of all, he tagged this
otter
with Harry man. Potter, otter, hashtag gay nerd, gamer. I typed otter gay man.
Okay.
Shout out Mike Cox.
Holy shit. Whoa. Walked right into that one.
Uh-huh.
That is how you say that, right?
Probably.
I think, you said it pretty much right.
Mike Cox. Anyway, so Milo.
By the way, Woofie, who is gay, is confirming that you are indeed otter-coded.
But isn't that just
Thank
a regular
you,
guy? Like,
yes.
you just, you know, you don't need to make me feel special.
Again, you keep saying regular, like there's something. Like,
they're like,
no
it's
standard.
A normal build guy with some hair. Who's middle-aged. It's like, you mean like everybody.
Girl, every gay man is a regular man when you boil it all down.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Some are not regular.
And some straight men aren't either, girl. And you know.
You know that.
His name's Ethan Klein. He's sitting right in front of me.
I saw Hunter Biden kind of came out of the closet. He's like 46% gay.
That was a joke. I don't know why people are actually reporting that so stupid. No, I'm actually a gay
you
man.
You report 15%.
That's yeah, what
you reported all the time.
Nobody fucking time, nobody even. Printed that headline.
You well, do every day, every Monday morning.
You know, where's yeah. my fucking? Oh, Ethan is 15% gay. You guys,
everybody's 10%
and gaynews.com.
Well, 15% is not as noticeable as 48. 48's almost 50.
Well, he wasn't.
The man's
serious.
Almost bi.
I was being serious.
Uh-huh. You feel more than 15% now, though.
Oh, really? Didn't I?
Some of the things you say and how you behave sometimes.
It's true.
You're pretty... Okay. How gay am I then, Nate?
Kind of 25% to me.
Where the I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say the same thing. I'm not kidding. I thought the same number.
And let me guess, Nate, you think how gay do you think you are, buddy?
I'm like at least zero.
At least?
At least.
Nate might be the straightest man in the office.
That's outrageous.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is outrageous, bro. You're definitely on the spectrum. You know what I mean?
What
and
spectrum?
I'm not talking about autism.
The gay spectrum.
I think you might be on that one, too.
They don't allow me on Dude, that spectrum, that- bro.
That's like, okay, this one time I was dating this kid who was bisexual, and I was telling my parents about it in high school.
You say kid.
I was also a kid. I was in high school. I was dating this boy. And I told my parents, like, yeah, and he's on the spectrum. And they were like, okay, how on the spectrum? And I was like, he's really on it. Like, why does it matter? That was it.
You didn't.
Did they know you were talking about the gay spectrum?
No, I didn't realize at the time that on the spectrum meant
they were taking
autistic.
It to mean autistic.
Yeah,
I see.
Which would have? Which do you think your parents would have received better?
That he was. I think they were confused. I think they thought I was telling them I was dating someone with like special needs.
That's awesome. My boyfriend wears a helmet, mom and dad, and he doesn't know how to ride a bike. Anyway, we love that.
But he was troubled. He would, like, throw rocks at the window at night.
Huh? Whose
what?
Window?
Oh, at your house?
Yeah. He would, like, run away from his house. And...
Isn't that cute, though? That's like, what?
No,
it's
no,
like
no,
Romeo
no.
And Juliet.
It was terrifying. Are you kidding me?
It's a nice idea, but, like, when you actually impede on my space while I'm supposed to be sleeping, oh, my God. Don't do it.
You ever think about letting him in tomorrow?
Do I ever think about letting him in?
Did you?
Once I...
No worries, Sheila.
This is urgent.
Oh, it is?
It's not like an emergency, but...
What could urgent... What
we
could urgently need
We have a FedEx guy here for a pickup, and nobody can figure out what he's here for.
Oh.
And we're trying to figure it out,
oh,
Ethan.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Okay?
So just I was just like, what could shit. Anybody need to urgently speak to tomorrow about, dude? That's crazy.
What do you mean? I do a lot of important
things.
Is
it an integral part of the team?
Urgent?
Yeah. Sometimes.
We figured it out. We found the package.
Yeah, give it up for FedEx, everybody. Anyway, can I fucking do a story? By the way,
no,
Kate...
No, it's ad time.
I wanted to shout out Kate and Harley. I watched some... God, the Reggie Watts story was really upsetting. That guy is... I cannot believe how callous that man was. I don't know if you followed that.
Yeah, no, I did.
Yeah, it is. He's. It was really just horrible the way he treated his.
Is it just like a drug induced haze like that?
Nah.
I mean, I'm not trying to like excuse his behavior by any means, but like you said, like the level of callousness. I do wonder if he were not constantly on like 10 different drugs, if
I don't, think
it would have
so.
Hit him in a different way. You know,
I think it's just. His personality, which is part of why he does the drugs, is because he's, I don't know. But he just a consistent, and then so the thing is, when I heard that his ex-girlfriend killed herself, I was like, wow, that's really sad. But like, how can you ever blame someone for someone else committing suicide? That's a really fucked up thing to put at their feet. But after after watching Kate and Harley, you can pretty much say definitively, actually, even by her own, notes and memoirs and stuff. It's too loud, Zach. Well, why is the only way to control my headphones back there?
Because that's where the headphone amp is.
My headphones are really loud. Just a touch, bro. Make sure he's just touching it. Yeah. Just touch it, pal. He definitely, I'm going to say, it seems like he definitely, for sure, in my opinion, is the reason why she killed herself. Like, explicitly.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, they're like, he did not. So he put out like this whole statement about how he can't wait to see her in the afterlife, say hi to my mom and stuff. And he didn't donate to the GoFundMe, according to the family, nor did he like reach out to them or anything to help, I think. And it was just like, oh my God, bro. And then he like posted like a memorial post for her after he dumped her. And that was like the whole reason this all went down. And her family was begging him to remove it and he wouldn't. He started blocking their comments.
Right, right.
They're like, can you please remove this post? It is not the way we want to remember her. And he started blocking their comments, bro.
Yeah.
And Harley said it best. He said, I actually think this might be the case. He didn't have a post pop off like that in so long. He wanted the likes.
Oh, jeez.
That's
super crazy.
But, so go watch that. And then I also watched the golf one. But the reason I brought it up at all is because we've been trying to mention this video that's only 20 seconds long for about 20 minutes.
Well, we're going to have to save it because two things. One, we have to do our ads.
Let me at least finish the point I'm on.
Let me finish my point.
You just interjected in my point and now I'm 2 points behind.
But now once you hear my point, you'll understand why I'm interjecting and you'll agree. So
why is this taping the loudest thing I've ever heard in my life?
Tape quieter! It didn't work.
It's a big box. It's our return.
Tape it.
Give it up. Welcome to the show.
Oh, we got a fairy alert.
And we got a fairy. There's so much.
Officer Butt, so baby. ADHD.
Please listen to me. You have to do the... No, please. We have to do the ad, and our guest is on the line. So we need to get to him.
I could have finished my point by now.
Are you still talking about
my
Reggie?
My point was that... Well, I just briefly talked about him. My point is that they take so long to get through stories... That I feel like they might actually be even worse than I am.
Oh, after dark?
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, look at one.
Yeah. But just shout out to them. Yeah, I enjoyed that episode. So anyway, let's thank our sponsor.
Yes.
Yeah, Milo. Anyway, so just to make a long story short, Milo got deported because he was fucking overstaying his visa. And he's like pro-ICE, ultra-conservative. And then you tell one stupid story about how you're down with pedophilia.
Well, I don't think that was related to why he got deported, but...
Well,
but
I mean, one thing led to another.
Yeah.
And anyway, ICE fucking deported his ass, bro. Look at him. Yo, where's that twink now, dude? Listen to that. You hear that music? You hear that intense fucking music, bro?
I don't know if we can play the music.
I'm sure.
He's like, I hate immigrants. ICE is fantastic. I wish they would do more.
Here's a small selection that I grabbed real quick before the show.
Last year, there's one concrete thing we must insist on this administration delivering. It matters a lot more than debt measured in imaginary money. We have got to deport millions and millions and millions of people. Without that, nothing else matters. Bye.
He's doing
message
his part.
Heard. Message heard, bitch.
He's doing his part. We're going to find out that there are over 50 million illegals in the United States.
You were one of them.
Total legal immunity for ICE agents when they're on duty. This was after killing all those people in the street. This is him.
Fuck, why did you post this?
It was meant to... So somebody said, bro, what were you thinking?
I don't know if we want to even show that, even though it's not real, for the record.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was meant to be performance art with cow's blood representing the blood spilled by American citizens at the hands of murderous illegal immigrants.
That did not come through, dude.
But I didn't think it through and hate that I did it because it looks so satanic and horrifying. He doesn't like it because it's satanic.
Get out. You've been deported, bitch.
Anyways, shout out to my...
And also, who do you think you are overstaying your visa? I'm sorry. This is a country of law and order. And if you want to stay here... You got to get the appropriate visa. Otherwise, ICE is coming knocking to your door.
I got to tell you, since basically like the 1500s, people from the UK have been coming to this country and fucking
illegally.
It up. Illegally and fucking it up. And it's just part of a long tradition, Milo. So go back. Go back to where you came from.
But I just can't get over how awful he looks. He just looks awful.
He looks quite bad, yeah.
Fucking terrible, man.
Looks quite bad.
It's awesome. Anyway, over there in London, huh? Enjoy. Dumbass. Wolves ate my face? Is that what it is?
Leopards, but sure. Yeah.
Let's thank our sponsors over at Monarch. Come on. I love me some Monarch. This is the top financial app that is going to help you plan, is going to help you save, is going to help you invest. We're at this age here, guys. A lot of you guys at home are at that age when it's time to start thinking wisely about how we spend our money. It's time to start thinking about starting to save money for retirement, starting to save money for a rainy day, you know, being smart. Because look, a lot of you are probably turning 30 or over 30, and you want to get started now, because it makes such a big difference as a financial advisor, like putting $100 a week away or something.
You're
right?
Not a financial advisor.
Really? Then how come I have a license?
You don't.
A driver's license?
No, financial trader's license issued by the FVC 7525H35. That's my number.
Well, you got H3 in there somehow. Huh?
H35711.
Interesting.
Anyway, take it from me. If you put $100 a week away starting now until the time you're like 60, that'll be worth so much money, because you got compounding interest and just, you know, what did Benjamin Franklin say? Compounding interest is the eighth wonder of the world. I swear to God, bro. I swear to God he did. Fact check that for me, Dan. But anyway, so, you know, let's know what we're up against. Here's how it works. It connects to your bank, and through this really incredible machine learning, it automatically sorts through all your statements, all your spending habits, and automatically categorizes, sorts it, organizes it, you know, with like 98% accuracy in my experience. Some of these apps I've used in the past, it's just a whole pain in the butt to connect them, and there's lots of manual adjusting stuff to get it where it needs to be. But theirs is the best, right? And so it's basically ready for you the moment you hook it up. And as you can see here, it shows you your income, your expenses. Then it shows you what you're spending your money on: clothing, food, entertainment, rent.
Cockles.
My cockle bill is crazy this month. Right? Credit cards. And so this way, you can really see where your money's going. For example, how many of us have probably at one point looked at our statements and been like, golly, I spent too much on Postmates this month, right? And that's fine. We should all treat ourselves and live. But, you know, imagine just, you know, cooking at home once or twice a month and putting that money in a savings. You can see the power. You can project that with Monarch. And it's going to make such a big difference. And the thing with Monarch too, it tracks your reoccurring payments. It's going to pay for itself immediately. The minute you plug this thing in, you're going to find that you've been subscribed to the History Channel Plus for $50 a month or some shit. You know what I mean? Mm. There's always something. Like, one of my credit cards got canceled recently for fraud, or I don't know what happened. We got to get a new one. And I'm getting messages from reoccurring payments that I never even knew I was signed up for. Like kids apps.
Oh my God.
So aggressive, these kids apps. So Monarch is going to do all that for you. And they're going to notice the trend before you waste too much money on it. You know, you got saving goals. You got net worth goals. You know?
Yeah, no.
Let's save, guys. Has your lifestyle crept up? Has Monarch taken the mental load off tracking your financials off your plate? Yes. That's a huge pressure, you know, thinking about your money and what you're doing and how you're spending. And this just simplifies things and declutters your mind of something that's really stressful. They have a weekly recap that catches a spending spike before it becomes a problem. Did you know the easy-to-read diagrams help you visualize exactly where your money goes each month? Do you use Investment View to compare how your portfolio is doing at S&P 500? You can do all of that. And as you can see here, that flow chart I really like. You can really get an idea for where your money's going.
Where it's all going.
Yeah. So important. Also, guys, there's a reason that Monarch is the top financial rated app with a bajillion reviews. That's not that's not a specific number. I think it has over a million. Like, they are used, they are loved, they are respected. This is the spot. And it's so important. It's going to help you so much get your spending on track. You know, most apps only tell you what you've spent. Monarch sets goals and tells you ahead of time before it's too late to adjust. You can ask its AI assistant, for example, questions like, how much did I spend on travel last summer? Or can I afford this vacation without touching my savings? And it's going to tell you. Spot things you wouldn't spot things you wouldn't think to look for with AI insight. Has your spending gone up, or is it just inflation? See, that's another thing. Get a heads up on what's happening with your money with AI weekly recaps. It flags spending spikes, net worth shifts, and upcoming expenses. It also uses it to split checks, which can be a pain in the butt here in America, especially. Write your own money story with Monarch. And guess what, guys? It gets even better. Use code H3 at monarch.com to get your first year of Monarch Core. Half off at just $50 for the whole freaking year, wow. Dude. I'm telling you, you're going to make money signing up for this with all the savings and planning and everything. That's use code H3 at monarch.com to get your first year at Monarch Core. Of Monarch Core, half off at just $50. That's 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code H3. Thank you to Monarch. Appreciate you. All right.
Okay. So listen up.
So let me watch this video. So he's here to basically give us legal analysis on this dirt bike chase.
Well, should I bring him in first so he can?
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Has he now stand by.
Let's see.
Stand by.
I wish I had some kind of stimulant that wasn't coffee, because it doesn't do anything.
Well, well, well. Look who we have here.
Listener,
welcome
Pete
back.
And
Let's go.
Looking good. Look at that nice furniture, that nice wood floor. Things are looking up for David, eh?
Big time. Big time, dude. Oh,
look at that trim around that window. Is that oak?
I don't know. I'm going to have to ask the owner.
Look in the mirror, David. Ask him.
Hopefully soon.
How's it been? Everything's good? You still helping the elderly?
Thank God. Yeah, we're helping the elderly. We're fighting the good fight. You know, I have a new baby boy. I'm a recent father of 3 months almost.
Wow. Congrats, buddy.
We're working hard at work and at home. So things are all good. Just blessings all around. Thank you.
Mazel tov, my friend. All the best.
How you been? I miss you guys. How's everyone?
I know. It's been so long since we checked in. Not for any reason, but I'm glad we're reconnecting here. Do you ever miss defending people who were taken out of cars with the jaw of life and attacked 20 police officers? Like, did you ever miss those days?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I spent a lot of time in criminal law and trying to become the best criminal lawyer I could be. So shifting out of that and not practicing any criminal law at all and entering in and practice, honestly, was a little emotional for me. It was tough. And it's been a few years now, so now I've got a real good hang of things, and I'm telling you, we're doing really good work.
What was tough about the transition?
What's that?
What was tough about the transition?
It's tough starting over new and feeling like a fish out of water.
Right.
Especially after having dedicated a ton of time, years of a lot of passionate years fighting really hard, learning really hard, putting yourself in uncomfortable positions just so that you could grow as a person and as a lawyer. And, you know, feeling like you're just giving up all of that, and rolling the dice
right
on a new journey, it's got, you know, it was really stressful. It really was, but I'm glad I did it. I'm doing a lot of good work for good people right now.
Yeah, enough about that, though. How's the money?
Yeah, no, we're making a lot better money, I got to say. But it's overall just been a blessing. It really has. But I do miss criminal law. It was, I'll tell you this, it's a lot more fun as a lawyer. The work is a lot more enjoyable and fun.
Nothing's more rewarding than getting a attempted murder drug addict back on the street.
Yeah, the work is, I mean, yeah, even the substance is a lot more interesting. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, just things like that. It's a lot easier to digest. I'm here reading thousands of pages of medical records and trying to, you know, draw inferences between, you know, metadata and things like that. It's totally different now.
Yeah. You were living a scrappy life back then, man. You were outside the courthouse, all these characters. I mean, and also you're making awesome content. Are you making content, or are you just, you don't need it now?
I need it, but I'll tell you, I'm just so busy working. I have back-to-back jury trials almost. I just settled a case at court that we're doing the jury trial last week. So I'm just so busy, and it's just tough to make content right now, but I do need it. I mean, I'd love to do it again soon.
How many employees you got there? You working with other lawyers now? You guys growing?
Oh, yeah. We got two lawyers that work for us now as associates. One of them actually became partner recently. He made partner. Very proud of him. And we're actually looking for another lawyer and another paralegal right now. So, hey, I mean, if anyone lives in driving distance to our office, please let me know.
And where do you work out of?
We're in Beverly Hills, California.
Right. There it is.
Let's go.
Any lawyers in LA? Come on. It's got to be some of you. Anyway, David, well, glad I have you on the phone here. We can kind of revisit the glory days a little bit.
Let's do it.
We have a interesting video here. Dirt bike rider cuts through park, refuels during LA chase. And basically, I wanted to show this to you and then kind of get your analysis for how this guy should handle himself.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Here it is, David.
To this gas station. He will be cornered here momentarily. He will not have much time to do anything, but he's got several seconds for them to catch up here. So as he basically looks around, most likely hears the helicopters. He is trying to get gas. They will be pulling in here, guys. I've got to believe any second.
Shit.
Pulled the pump. Pulled the pump.
Oh, shit. So what do you...
You have no time to waste. Look, you have no time to waste in that situation. I don't blame him for that. Come on. It'll take an extra second or two to put it back up. No, you don't have time to waste. You got to go.
Well, what do you tell the judge, essentially, when they're stacking on charges? How do you defend this one?
Well, I imagine he's not done, so we got to see. But
Right.
I will say something. That damage to property is not a crime the way he did it. He didn't do it on purpose.
It was an accident.
He did it on purpose. It's vandalism. The way he did it is just a civil offense.
It was clearly unintentional.
It was an accident.
He gained nothing by doing that.
Yeah, no, it just, you know, he was just under, you know, panic and drove off.
He paid for the gas.
Why would he do it on purpose? Why would he victimize this innocent gas station that just helped him and get gas in the time of need? No, he wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I completely agree. That's a good analysis. Yeah.
This is really getting crazy really quick. This is dangerous under normal circumstances, but with a live hot pursuit, the risk here is...
Now, he appears to be on his phone. Is this going to be an issue in court? They have him on helicopter.
Amazing. All right, look, sometimes you lose credibility fighting fights you shouldn't. I would take this. This is just like a ticket. Come on, being on your phone while you're driving is...
Guilty.
You take that.
Right.
So, but I will say it's extremely impressive that he's able to drive like that on the phone one-handed. That's amazing. But yeah, you don't fight that one. You know, that's where you build some credibility.
I see. So you take that one on the chin.
Of course, it's just a findable offense only.
Yeah, guilty as charged. All right, let's keep it going.
Qualifying by the second. He is dialing buddies up like there's no tomorrow. I mean, I don't know who in the world he's calling. I mean, he's coming within inches of oncoming traffic.
He appears to be running red lights. Is that going to be an issue for him?
Same thing, findable. Yeah, just findable ticket. If he hurts someone down the line, okay, and then, you know, this that'll come in as evidence that he's reckless and – God forbid he kills someone, that could be used for a murder charge. But but no, that in and of itself is just a ticket.
There you go. So far, honestly, he's not in too much trouble. I mean, he is running from the police. That's probably going to be an issue, right?
Or ghosts at this point. I don't know.
I mean, he might not know he's being chased. He's on a dirt bike.
Yeah, at this point, I don't even know.
Carries on these conversations. This is at least the second time he is actually talking into the speakerphone like he's on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, trying to figure out who his lifeline is and trying to figure out where he's going to hide this bike. Now,
the thing is, you might expect that he would see these helicopters chasing him, but you'd be surprised how the zooming on these cameras. It's quite possible he didn't hear or see the helicopters.
Even so much adrenaline, he might not know. Or the people on the phone are telling him. Who knows?
Right.
I don't know who he's got on the phone. His mom?
Yeah, she wouldn't know.
I don't know what time this happened. It looks like there's a lot of traffic. I don't know.
May I ask a question?
Please.
How you doing, David? Good to see you.
Good.
Doing good. The legality, though it's on a street legal automobile, if you will, there's no plate registered with the state. What would the charge be for something like that?
Just same thing, just infraction. These are not real misdemeanors or felonies. It's not like you're going to go to jail for that.
Easy. Yeah.
Apparently.
I will say evading itself could be a felony. That's a
tough one.
On the phone with one of our photographers, somehow.
He's on the phone with the photographer.
He has managed to reach ABC7. And what? Now he's, what in the world?
Wait. He had someone put gasoline in the park for him?
Oh, no way.
Oh my God. Awesome.
That's somebody to put gas in a gallon container for him.
What?
That's amazing. I don't know. This guy's making me feel like a loser because I don't know one person that'll do that for me.
On that short of notice? But is this a crime, what he's doing here, or is this just, you know?
Okay, so look, the other person who helped him is probably guilty. I mean, probably going to be facing aiding and abetting charges if they get caught for that. That is aiding and abetting someone in getting away with a crime and in evading. That's really an amazing, like chef's kiss example of aiding and abetting. I can't imagine. Is this scripted? How is this so perfect?
Doesn't appear to be. No.
Wait. Off gasoline for this person. I can't think of one person. Who? My mom, maybe.
No, because that is. That's some real friendship right there, boy.
Would it still be aiding and abetting if they didn't know? Let's say, like, he's just like, hey, can you do me a solid and go do this?
Can you just leave a gallon of gas for me?
They have to know what's going on, but I imagine if he's on the phone screaming and telling him, look, you got to interrupt what you're doing right now and get gas and bring it to this location, there's going to be a question. And, you know, just based on the request and how it's told, it's kind of like, you know, it would be tough to argue that you had no idea that this person is committing a crime. But, you know, I mean, I've dealt with worse.
And what's your advice to the guy who left the gas to try to minimize at this point? What would your advice to him be?
Get a lawyer. Don't post anything on social media. Be careful who you text or talk to.
Just lay low, yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Can you actually give your client that advice?
Absolutely. I mean, if police are trying to talk to them, look, the police has an option. They can get a warrant to talk to somebody. If they come knocking on your door, that's they're just asking for your consent to talk to you. They're basically asking you for consent to incriminate yourself. So I know it feels weird to refuse a phone call, and it seems impolite, but you have to be careful in these situations.
Right. But if you have a client, let's say, who's like, hey, I just did a crime, And you're like, here's what you should do is go home, close the blinds, lock the door, lay low, turn off all your devices. You can give them that advice to essentially evade arrest.
I don't know about telling them to turn off their devices because I feel like that might cross a line into, you know, that might cross a line. But definitely common sense things like don't post on social media and be careful who you talk to. Mm-hmm. Just warning them, like warnings, you know, I think are sufficient.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, let's see where this goes.
For him and leave it in the park. He just put gas in that bike. Somebody was able to drop gas off in the middle of the park. LAPD, look at people running through the park. LAPD in the park, now crossing through this major intersection. That's Broadway and El Segundo Boulevard. People running for their lives through the park as he now tries to flee LAPD after a fresh gallon of gas that somebody left waiting for him in that park. This is unbelievable. Just when you thought you've seen it all, this is really...
Wait, who the fuck's this? There's another scooter kid now? Yo, what the hell? These scooter gangs in LA are getting real comfortable.
I see these guys on the little bikes all over downtown. Every day I drive home from work. They're super chill.
That's so funny.
I have a question, actually. Really is there not a law where the police is not meant to chase motorcycles in LA? Or is that not...
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
Like, no chase laws. I know some states have that.
Yeah, where it gets too dangerous.
Yeah.
There's some protocol sometimes when it's too dangerous. I've heard of that, but I mean, I guess not for this case yet, at least. I don't know.
Fucking bullshit.
Well, they got his ass on that chopper, so.
Yeah. Right. Maybe that's why.
Get away with that.
That's true.
But I mean, if you got a chance of escaping, it's going to be with the motorcycle.
Oh, yeah. For right? sure.
Yeah.
Probably because you could whiz through traffic. Otherwise, in L.A., you're stuck. It can become like a parking lot.
Let me ask you this. This guy's your client. You're watching this. He somehow loses the copter. The police lose sight of him. He shows up at your house. Goes in your house. What do you say to him?
Great. You want to set up an appointment for him to come into the office? yeah, I could probably. I don't know. I mean, he's on the active chase, you know, I wouldn't harbor him at my house. That's a crime. You know what I mean? It gets dicey, you know? So, I would tell him he's got to go, but you know, we can talk about his case, but once everything settles, then I would love to meet with him at my office.
Mm. Mm, you're probably not gonna be able to meet you at your office if you're kicking him out.
Yeah. I mean, it's dicey, you know,
I got to say I'm disappointed in you, David,
you know,
all right. You're not who I thought you were.
You gotta set your boundaries as an attorney. Yeah. As anybody, you know, any human being, you know, you should always make your, you know, take your boundaries seriously.
There it is.
You can get caught up.
There it is.
On a new level of concern here. He's continuing to drive recklessly, blowing through major intersections, obviously not in the right frame of mind. On the wrong, running through here. Look at that. That is Imperial Highway at Figueroa. Another wild left turn there. I mean, he has 9 lives, this guy. It's unbelievable. He appears to have dumped the bike. He is now running through private property and jumping fences on foot. He is now hiding in a trash bin.
Oh,
in
God.
One of these.
Oh no! See, this is not—it's not fair. The tools the police have these days. It's like you go back to like the '90s or something. He could have got away hiding in a trash.
Totally.
In a trash barrel, and I find that exciting, and I think it's just not fair that the
times have changed.
That the police have it so easy. Can you use that as a legal argument?
We're not some like random guy in a trash can.
Yeah. Is that a potential legal argument, David, that it's not fair?
It's not fair. I mean, what is it? Dumpster dive in this country anymore? It's unfair.
Yeah, it's not. What's the big deal with dumpsters? We can't be, what, we're too good to be in trash? I'm
unfair.
Not.
Unfair.
All right, thank you.
Properties, and that appears to be most likely his final hiding spot. As it appears, LAPD has the suspect at gunpoint along the 200 block of 112th Street.
Still on the phone?
He is going to put that down and it appears that he is now willing to comply with those orders as LAPD takes him into custody momentarily at gunpoint. The entire arrest team at the end of this alley waiting with handcuffs as he now pulls it.
That's a shame. You know, I after all that, the regassing, the gas in the park, Your Honor, I would say it's just really a shame that he got arrested at the end.
I know, that was kind of anticlimactic, but he had a really solid run, I would say. More solid than others I've seen. Mm. That was really impressive. This guy's pretty skilled. As far as police chases go, this is probably what years of no GTA 6 will do to you. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. That's what people are saying. David, you going to play GTA 6? Is that like training for you? How's that? Is that something you do?
No, I remember one of the GTA 4 came out when I was like my first year of law school. Played it for like 15 minutes and then I had to study and never picked it back up. And that was it. So
you're doing the real thing.
Yeah. There we go.
So would you represent this guy if he came to you? Back in the heyday.
Practicing criminal law, of course. Absolutely.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, and kind of what kind of defense would you mount with bearing all this in mind? Let's say he didn't commit a crime. He just wanted to run from the police for the thrill of it. So everything we saw on camera here is the totality of his crime. So how do we defend him?
Honestly, the way I go about it is trying to set up some sort of mental health aspect. It's an avenue worth exploring. Mm-hmm. There's in California, there's something called mental health diversion. I'd probably try to use that as much as I can and see if I could mitigate. Because he's running away from police.
That's not normal.
You know, it's sometimes the best thing you could do is mitigation. And if you just fight fights that you shouldn't fight, that's when you can end up getting burnt in big prison sentences. It really is a gamble sometimes. If you go to trial, it's a roll of the dice, you know. If you win, you win. If you lose, you could end up going to jail for a lot longer than otherwise. So,
Okay, well, there it is.
Bill, very impressive work. I would represent him. I'd do a good job for him. It would be worth it for him to hire me.
Yeah. Do you have an expert? Let's say the guy's totally sane. He's, like, smart. He's sane. He has no history of mental illness, comes from a good home. Do you have experts you could go to that would essentially be like, no, this guy's crazy for sure? Like, what experts? You know people like that?
Like a hired gun?
Yeah.
No, I don't know any of those. I mean, I've encountered them on the opposing party side, you know, all the time. Maybe I could, you know, I could look up who opposing lawyers have worked on. Who have used in cases I worked on and suggest them, but no one I've ever hired.
Mm-hmm. That's a shame. Well, you weren't in the business long enough, clearly, to. I believe you would have had that Rolodex if you stayed in the business longer.
I do everything ethically, so I don't think so, but.
Well, there it is.
Let's go.
We got the take. It seems like this guy's kind of toast. You just, you can't run from the police. And
it's not that bad. I'll give you this. We're in California. That's in LA. In Los Angeles. This, you want to know something no one knows and probably will never hear about? People don't do their full sentences, at least in Los Angeles, because we have an overcrowding of jail. When I used to work at the DA's office, it was known. I mean, hey, we need to build more jails. We have this overcrowding problem. People get a whole year sentence and they spend maybe 2 weeks of it in jail, and that's the best we could do, and they're out committing crimes. So I would say if this guy was in any other state or even in Orange County or Riverside County, he'd be toast. But in Los Angeles, he's going to be all right.
Okay, interesting. You're saying he might be facing like a couple months, couple weeks even.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe a few months. Maybe a year.
Hey, it's a good place to be to do crime.
Let's go.
But other places would be more.
Yeah, I see. Well, there it is, David PMP. He's out there fighting for the elderly. Let's go.
Wow. Let's go. Let's go.
They must love you out there at the old folks home, right? They see you. They say they must see that good Jewish boy's face with the beautiful smile, and they know someone's about to get paid.
Well, hopefully. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Everyone gives me a hard time in this business. It's tough. You know, being a lawyer, it's not easy. But you got to just do your best.
Are you getting shit from – you get shit from your clients?
Yeah, sometimes, but mostly the opposing lawyers. You know, they fight tooth and nail against us.
It's tough.
It's really a tough business.
Can I ask where you met your wife?
That's – you know what? It's interesting you're asking because I met her at a lawyer convention in Vegas in 2019, and convention. I'm going back to that convention this Thursday.
Tomorrow, are you asking because you look you want to go to that convention
and
find a man?
I was just curious. I was just curious. I was just curious. So she's also a lawyer?
Yeah, she's a lawyer, and you know, the funny thing is, she didn't even remember meeting me there. I met her later during COVID, and it was like kind of awkward, but it is what it is. She ended up marrying me and having a kid with me. So
there you go.
Nice.
So wait, what was the name of that convention again? Tomorrow, you can write this down.
CALA. C-A-A-L-A. Look it up.
C-A-L-A.
And is there usually a lot of single lawyers there?
What it sounds like.
I mean, you know what? I think so. I think you walk around the hotel and you'll see them.
Well, thank you so much.
So you don't have to go. You could just hang out in the lobby.
Yeah, no. Don't go to the convention.
You have to be a lawyer to get in there?
To the convention?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lawyer or legal.
I worked as a paralegal.
Yeah, but probably not going to check credentials.
Yeah,
they don't
care. In.
Yeah, you'll get in.
I'll get in.
So there it is. Ladies.
We're all going.
Find yourself a lawyer.
I'll see everyone in Vegas.
Yeah. Fan meetup. All right, David. Nice to see you, and God bless you. And congrats on all the success and the happy family. All the best, all right?
Thank you. I wish the same to you, all of you. God bless you all.
And
thank
hopefully
you.
It won't be too long before our next call in there. Get the P&P analysis. I'd love to hear it.
Always here to talk to you. I'd love to.
Appreciate it, buddy. All right. Take care.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right. That's David, of course. The world famous P&P. He's moved on to better things, but he's still with us, and he's still got that shrewd criminal defense attorney eye that you just need sometimes to – sometimes you need it. You know?
Absolutely.
Shout out Mike Cox.
So do you want to talk – do you want to say more about why you asked that or
– was that wrong of me?
No, it wasn't wrong.
I was just wondering because I thought when I was, you know, still a viewer, I remember I could have sworn he was single. Now he's married.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And has a child.
You've missed a lot since our last call-in. All right. Well.
It's just interesting finding about how, you know, people meet these days.
Yeah, let's take a look here. One of my favorites.
I'm very available. Okay.
I mean, I didn't want to say it. Anyway, here is
This is our discovery event. All timer.
Client here, he was charged with a second time DUI. He admittedly overdosed on multiple different drugs that night because of drug-induced psychosis. He crashed with two other cars on a freeway. Luckily, everyone made it out.
I can't. I was just looking at his face.
I never heard a rap sheet like that, even to this day.
It gets worse.
Oh yeah,
it gets so much worse.
He was blackout drunk, tested positive for PCP. He was gonna go to jail for life, and we got him out on bond, ladies and gentlemen. No jail time, reduced to 10 months of community service, and he got his license restated. Huge dub. All the comments are no, keep this man off the road. Bro is unleashing supervillains. Send this man back to jail.
Oh, fuck. I love that.
Oh, my bar.
And this comment, this is what I was laughing at. He said, the,
oh, it's a shame I'm off TikTok because this is the type of thing that you could only find there. And
that's I don't know. I feel like Instagram Reels has become just as insane.
I love Reels.
Yeah.
It's insane in a different way, I feel like.
I guess. We found some really nutty shit on there that's over the last year or two. So.
Yeah, so.
God. Bro is standing there like, yeah, I did all that.
The car and started fighting with them. He's just going to be arrested also. And
the firefighters drag him out of the jungle and he just starts punching him. Jesus Christ. Punching the firefighter is still just the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard.
The jaws of life. I just. I didn't know that was a thing until this video.
When they got him out, he started fighting with them.
That's so damn good.
This is the best.
Overdosed on multiple drugs.
Yeah, so there's David. He was doing the Lord's work. He's doing it in secret now, fortunately for us.
Shout out Mike Cox.
Shout out Mike Cox. One more time since we moved on too quickly, but get a load of this. Oh, what? Homeland Security tweeted this picture of him?
Yeah.
Jesus. Was he talking shit on Trump or something? Why are they going so hard on him?
He might have been.
Holy fuck.
I mean, in a sane world, I would say that that is irrelevant, right? But it probably isn't.
That's absolutely not irrelevant. Like, why would Homeland Security dunk on him after they got him? Let's see, August 27, ICE arrested Milo Yiannopoulos, an illegal alien from the UK, at the Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. Yiannopoulos legally entered the country in 2019 through New York City. He chose to overstay this welcome in violation of our nation's laws. Girl.
So yeah, just had like a tourist visa or something? Isn't that only like 3 months?
They didn't normally? Say.
Yeah, I guess they didn't say.
Yiannopoulos was issued a final order for removal by immigration judge on July 22 after failing to show up for his immigration hearing. Oh, come on, buddy. He will remain in ICE custody pending removal. Being in detention is a choice. We encourage all illegal aliens to take control of their departure with the CBP Home app. United States
take is control of their...
So they're offering him as a cautionary tale. Oh shit, the United States is offering illegal aliens $3,000 and a free flight to self-deport now.
That's like when you're on the plane and they're like, we only have, you know, we'll offer this if you'll check
right,
your bag.
Right, we don't have enough room in the overhead bin.
That's not, I didn't know that was like on the table. That's interesting.
$3,000?
That's a lot of money in some places.
I suppose so.
You know?
How far will it get you?
Not
in the
UK. No, not in the UK, it's not. be like Milo.
You hate to see it, to be honest.
Honestly,
you know,
golly.
Immigrants built this country, and it's a real shame.
I saw a video of him talking about it. His first video since he was back. It was quite interesting. He was so upset, guys. So upset.
Really?
How could Uncle Sam?
I mean, it is upsetting, you know?
How could Uncle Sam do this? Well, I mean, listen, you overstayed your visa, and then you ignored the summons. I mean, come on, buddy. You're lucky they didn't shoot you. You know? Come on.
Take accountability!
That's what I'm saying, love. If you find that, let me know.
Find what?
The video of him.
His first
video back. I believe I saw it on Twitter.
On Twitter?
It is pretty weird how he managed to not get a green card or something, because he's pretty successful. And
been there for a while.
A long time.
Maybe lazy, just lazy.
Well, it's really hard to get green cards during the Trump administration, too.
You should have kept meat riding Trump.
He could have done it under Biden. He's been here since 2019. In 4 years.
He'd rather die than get a green card for Biden.
Yeah, fair enough. Understandable.
I'm gay.
You are, sir. Your son, I hear, is 50%.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
Does that come from you, sir?
48, not 50%.
48. I'm rounding.
Guess what?
What do you think Joe Biden's up to?
Dying of cancer.
Guess what?
I think, unfortunately, that's probably true, yeah.
I mean, could be in hospice for all I know. I mean, he's old and he has cancer.
Right.
Guess what?
What?
I'm gay.
I did not see that one coming, sir. It's a shame you're only saying that now on your deathbed.
All right.
Oh, God, I miss it.
Is this it?
Oh, we got it. Let's take a look at it. Yeah, I believe this is it. Thank you. Look how dramatic.
Believed in curses.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's blaming a curse. He says he's been cursed.
No! Oh, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Bro, you ignore it. You overstayed your visa and you ignore the summons. What do you mean?
Well, hold on.
The curse was being born you.
Right, that does suck for him. Let's hear him out. Let's hear him out. I want to hear what this curse was. Yeah,
fair enough. Fair enough.
I never really believed in curses. But after the
no, I'll say sorry to pause it. But
who did it?
He. This is after he got home, and presumably he got to shower and stuff. He does not look better.
Mm. Yeah, what happened? I remember him looking. He was like, always on to way different.
But yeah, he always looked sharp.
Yeah.
Twink death, Hila.
Scraggly.
Mm-hmm. I think he might actually be cursed. Looking at him, looks terrible.
Curses. But after the last few days. Boy, do I believe in them now.
Wow.
Dramatic.
It got me good and it got me deep. I'll be feeling this one for a long time.
This curse.
The curse?
Please elaborate.
That sounded like a poem I would have put in middle school.
That's a big game, man.
He was talking about he was talking about his partner from the other night. He didn't talk about the immigration yet.
Yeah, right. You got it deep. You got it deep, all right.
I forget this one for a long time. So that's what's funny, eh? All the best to you, Milo.
I was reading about his offers for people to leave. Apparently, Sweden is going to offer 34K.
Yo!
Love.
I'm an immigrant. I'm going to go do it. I'm going to... Shit. I'm about to be illegal and overstay my visa in Sweden.
Yeah, maybe it was a mistake to get your visa renewed. You could have got hooked the fuck up, bro.
What did they offer it for?
32K to leave.
To leave what?
You're living there illegally.
What?
So, yeah, because in America, I was.
But wait, so it's the Swedish government will give you that money?
I mean, I'm just a super quick Google because someone mentioned it in chat.
Huh.
But, well, yeah. So I don't know if you heard, but in America, they offered $3,000 and a free ticket back.
I didn't know they offered anything.
Yeah, I just learned that. Huh. Well, Love says in Sweden, they offer $32,000.
And up to
how could you not take that off?
Up to 60K for households.
60K?
Oh, my God.
Yo, take the
deal.
But
how is that not an incentive to go and overstay?
There's probably some qualifying factors.
Just go specifically so that you can.
That's what I'm thinking about doing.
That's all I'm hearing.
The truth is, I think no one would take that if you're in Sweden.
Well, you know what I mean? You clearly, if you went anywhere illegally, you're probably not wanting to go back.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of Swedish immigrants are refugees. So they're not immigrants. So.
That's why it's funny that $3,000 in the free flight, it's like so disrespectful. Yes. It's like two hours can be like, you know what? Fine. Like, fuck it. Like, that's like,
it's like, that's how much my life is worth.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it could be nothing.
But they're saying if we come and get you, you get nothing.
Uh-huh.
If you turn yourself in, we'll pay you.
A tiny bit.
Well,
so interesting.
There's so more information.
I'm gonna need like a half a million. Then we can talk.
I'm reading very surface level stuff about it, just on like the immigration website of Sweden. But I'm sure, there's more details to it for anyone who's curious.
Yeah, if there's.
I remember when I first came to stay with you, and when my visa was about to expire, how I freaked out to like leave right away. I don't know. I thought they were gonna come and get me.
They were thinking about
if it were this year, they might have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But maybe I could have made some money.
Mm-hmm.
I support the immigrant youth in Asia.
That's crazy to say during the ICE.
Insane tomorrow.
Don't say that when we're talking about ICE. That's sick.
Can I express my support for immigrant youth in Asia?
I wouldn't. That's something to talk about in private, not on the show.
Yeah, I was told when my visa ran out that I had to leave within 12 hours.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I would be in contempt.
You're going to get a full day?
No, me too. Because I was here for like the 6 months that you get. And then I was trying to request if they'll let me extend it.
Yeah.
And you wait to hear back.
12 hours.
When I got the letter, it's like, okay, you have to leave like tomorrow.
Now. You have to leave now.
So obviously I overstayed a little bit because I couldn't just leave tomorrow. Like there were things.
Yeah, but it was fine.
But yeah, it was fine.
But basically you can stay while your case is being reviewed.
Yep.
But then the second you get the letter, they're like, you need to leave right now.
You got to go.
That's not even enough time to like get a ticket and get down to the airport.
Go.
Barely. You know?
Go, barely. Go.
Yeah. You open the letter and it says
go.
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 Go. Go. Go. Run. Go. Run. Go. Go. Go.
Stop.
Go.
Stop.
Stop what? Go.
Stop.
Stop what? Go.
Stop.
Stop. Go.
Go.
Stop.
Go.
Go. Anyway,
stop.
I got a whole bunch of goofs and gaffs to get to here. A MAGA influencer goes on Fox News, pukes in his own mouth.
Oh my God! Did you see this?
No, I can't watch this.
I saw a bit of it. Yeah.
You don't see the puke, if that helps a little.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't.
No.
He kind of.
It's more about. It's more the implication.
He comes up and he swallows it like a champ on live TV.
Worse.
Like a champion.
I got bad news for you.
Pro-Palestine content dominates TikTok. All right, let's hear what he has to say.
This is all intentional. It's Hamas's plan. The problem is that their plan is essentially to spread this propaganda throughout the internet by using...
This is your big break, buddy. Don't fuck it up.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, guys.
All right, let's go to Ari's. Cam, get yourself together there, my friend. The
launching of missiles from densely populated urban areas.
It happens
areas,
again?
Like the Gaza Strip.
No.
It essentially...
No, it does not.
They want, they want
mouth
people
is water.
To see what is happening.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Ari. I want to get to this politically.
He looks like he just shit himself, too.
This is all intent.
I don't know if you cut out for this business, but...
The fucking look
you see the, the look on his... His eyes, oh my God.
Poor guy, actually. I feel bad.
Why, go home. You're not feeling well.
Well, I don't know if it's nerves. Maybe it's nerves.
Who the fuck knows what this guy's doing?
Like the Gaza Strip. It essentially, they want people to see what is happening.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Look at his eyes. Get to this politically.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
You think he's going to get a second chance?
Somebody
should tell him to go home.
I think they did after that.
Fuck Laura Ingraham, but her response was extremely funny.
Get it together.
A new Smash Mouth remix. This is very exciting. The recently departed, I don't even know his name. What's his name?
Steve.
Just Steve, one word?
I think Mr. Hardwell, something like that.
That sounds right.
What
Mr. Mouth.
Mr. Mouth.
Yeah, Mouth. So anyway, here's Mouth coming at you with some hot new takes. After all these years, re-released.
Somebody's balls on her forehead. That's the way I like it.
It's so stupid.
That's the way I like it. She's fingering her butt. She was looking kind of dumb.
It's so
why
fucking
are we
stupid.
Watching this?
I was...
What's wrong with taking the back streets?
It's so stupid. It tickled me, and it's just so dumb that I had to send it. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. One more time.
Balls.
That's the way I like it. That's the way I like it. She's finger in her butt. She was
so stupid.
Dumb with her finger in her butt.
Yeah, I can imagine that would look dumb. There it is.
Damn. Rip to the goat.
Shrek Rock.
Still rocking. All these years later.
Oh, here. So this is the infamous Fresh and Fit clip that just blew all of us away. I was stunned by it. Even everybody in the room was stunned by it. Coconuts.
Fuck out of here.
Went all out on this one here.
Coconuts?
Yeah.
Normally it's Myron.
Nope. Myron was stunned into silence.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Even Myron... Here it is.
My name is Valentina.
Hey, Valentina. Hey.
Right, Valentina, how old are you?
I'm 19.
Where are you from?
I was born and raised here in Miami.
Okay. Are you Cuban or?
No, both my parents are Colombian.
Okay.
I don't know why, bro. I just want to nod in her face.
What?
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 What? I didn't see this. What? Wait, do it again. Do it again. Play the clip again.
Okay.
I don't know why, bro. That's one not on her face.
My fucking God.
What?
Did he know the mic was on?
Oh, yeah. That's, what are you talking about?
Oh, my God. He's, oh, my God.
That's my boy.
So foul.
I don't know why. He doesn't know why.
I don't even know why. Ejaculate on her
face. On her face.
What? That's so out of place.
Wait, who said that? That
could have been. Where are you supposed to say that?
Myron is.
You can keep that to your to yourself.
Yeah. That could have been an inside the head.
Not for real. What do you mean?
We do not want to see that chicken nugget.
Put the camera on you.
They're not putting the camera on him.
Show your face, sir.
Yeah. Why did he say that?
He's insane. He's a this fresh and fit man.
How fucking old is he too? By the way,
he's got right. pushing 40.
She's 19.
Yeah. No, not her. How old is Coconuts? I feel like he's got to be pushing 40, right?
He looks like it.
Wait, what's
like 30? I was like, what do I look up on Google?
Coconuts.
I literally was Googling Coconuts age. I'm like,
Coconut age.
I think it's like fresh king.
Is he
of
fresh
something.
Or is he fit?
He's fresh. He ain't fit.
Sir,
trust me, that boat ain't fit.
I think you just fell out of a coconut? I love that.
Yes, I know. It's so true.
You exist.
Wait, so then did they just go on? Like, did they just keep interviewing?
I don't know, but I'm assuming yes. That's what happened.
Oh, right. His name is Walter.
Right.
Walter.
Walter. It is quite crazy to see such a response happen in that room when we've seen such insane things happen and there's just no response ever.
The truth is, though, this was pretty stunning. Even for them.
I was even
33. Okay.
According to Famous Birthdays, which we know is completely accurate.
He's a rough 33.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah, I don't.
I think he's probably lying about his age.
One more time.
Honestly, he looks 40.
Yeah. Valentina, how old are you?
I'm 19.
Where are you from?
I was born and raised here in Miami.
She seems so sweet.
Yes.
Are you Cuban or?
No, both of my parents are Colombian.
Okay.
I don't know why, bro. That's one knot on her face.
My God.
What the hell?
You know what? Coconuts, you know what you could have said? What a beautiful lady. Like, if you actually wanted to make any type of impression, just be like, you could think that in your head. Just be like, very pretty.
Nope.
That's all you could say.
That's not what he wanted to say. No.
I don't know why, bro. That's one knot on her face.
I don't know
Dude,
why,
that's
bro.
Crazy.
Can I point out that he is seemingly relegated to like some corner?
Yeah, I was going to say he has a lot of gumption now. He's not at the table, hey, buddy.
He's not even...
No, he is.
No, he's not at the table, look, buddy. He's in the back.
He's off to the side.
It seems like he's switching now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's because he would switch to himself.
Saying? He's not in the white shot.
I just want to ejaculate on her face.
On her face.
What? That's so...
Oh,
nah, bro. My mom says to never let them do the money shot.
Your mom told you that?
My mom has told me that.
Just?
Shut up. That's so funny.
My mom says to not let them
do
that.
But
why?
No?
She just told you that?
She said that to me years ago.
And she explicitly... And what was her... I mean...
She said you shouldn't let a man do a money shot.
Because it's dehumanizing?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Interesting.
Good advice for mom.
And I haven't.
Well, okay, and
yeah, thank you.
And and what did you say?
I asked her what a money shot was.
Oh no!
Oh, no.
She was so young.
I wasn't that young, but I didn't know. I mean, who?
And then she said,
"You know."
I don't know why, bro.
Yeah, but
she was informative about it. Yeah.
And then when she told you, you said,
"I won."
I said, "Okay."
Yeah. I don't know. I wish I could have seen that.
Yeah,
down.
I bet.
Fine.
Shout out Mike Cox.
Where did it happen? Like at the dinner table?
We were in Florida by the pool. We're on a family vacation.
Cool time for mom to have that convo and open it.
I don't know how it came up.
I was going to say, did it just come up out of the blue?
I don't know. We were probably playing Scrabble or something. I don't know.
Daughter, I want you to know something. Never, and I mean never, let a man come on your face.
That's not on her face.
I mean, true. That's good advice.
She was like, when a man ejaculates on your face.
How posh.
Yeah.
She wasn't like, the cockles in the vinegar.
I love
she was nothing about
like
it.
The cockle.
No, but let the cockles and vinegar like on your face, daughter.
I like the cockle.
No, your mom sounds nothing like that, actually.
I know she does. Your mommy. Thank you.
Lovely, just like that lady, but in a totally different way.
That lady didn't seem that lovely.
That lady seemed a little... Yeah, you're right. She was a bit more, like, earthy.
Yeah. Oh, you're so nice, Olivia.
Let's see here. Trump mispronounced. Trump doesn't know how to say Yosemite, apparently. That's interesting. I mean, he's old enough. He should have heard that many times by now.
Yosemite. Americans experience the breathtaking beauty of the Grand Canyon when their eyes widen in amazement as Old Faithful bursts into the sky, when they gaze upon Yosemite's towering sequoias.
That's pretty bad.
I don't know why, bro. That's not on her face.
That's
it's on Trump?
I would honestly, if I would nut on anyone's face, it'd be Trump. I come tribute Trump.
Explain that. Why him?
Because he should be degraded with a cum shot.
So it's more of a degrading thing rather than a you getting off type deal.
Mm. Is why they have to be different. You know?
You're not fighting that 25%, brother.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I'm telling you, but you've seen that dump truck?
It's true.
That's one not on her face.
I want him to back that thing up and dump on me, you know what I mean?
Beep, beep, beep.
Mr. President.
You want him to take a shit on you?
I want to just...
You're really nasty. That's just... I want him to back that thing up and dump on me.
Well, I guess I didn't mean, like, take a shit on me, but I see why.
Sure, buddy.
Honestly, not that it's...
Remember the other week gross. When he was like, when Ethan was like, guys, remember he was like... You guys remember in that gay Scooby-Doo porno?
Yeah, love.
And we were all like, what are you talking about?
No. I said you look like the guy from a gay Scooby-Doo porno. Okay. I didn't really remember.
You're pretty specific.
Yeah, that was how...
Pull it.
It doesn't change anything.
Pull the gay Scooby-Doo porno?
No, it doesn't change. You still concede, though, that you referenced a gay Scooby-Doo porno.
It's different. First of all, I don't even know that there is a gay Scooby-Doo porno. You can look it
but
up.
How
and
did,
I bet you...
Then how did you know the guy looked like...
It was a joke. He looks like someone that would be in a gay Scooby-Doo porno.
No, you said you look like the guy. In the
look it up. Look it up.
That's one not on her face.
And then look up if there is a gay Scooby-Doo, and I bet there isn't.
Well, you already know. Though.
I got bad news. I Googled gay Scooby-Doo porno, and it appears... I haven't clicked on any of the links yet, but I can just tell that it involves Scoob.
Oh my God!
Terrible!
I believe that I am going. If I were the ruler, the benevolent dictator of the world,
who directed that?
I would legalize bestiality where you are giving, where you are pleasuring that.
Cenk, you directed a porno.
You see what I'm saying?
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's crazy, bro.
Okay.
Might explain a lot.
Okay.
Honestly, it just raises more questions at this point. Christians ask Bucky about Jesus. What the fuck that means?
What does that mean?
We're about to find out.
This
is the...
He's the mascot.
The chicken.
Huh?
That's a beaver, bro.
What? Isn't he the chicken mascot?
No, Bucky's is a line of a gas station in the South.
I was thinking Jollibee. Don't they have a... I don't know. Whatever.
That's a bee.
It's a bee, bro.
Yeah, I guess.
No, number one, we love you and we're big fans, but we're wondering if you, Bucky, believe in Jesus. Because we want Bucky to know that Jesus loves him.
I love that the actor wouldn't go along with it. They're like, nah, bro.
So if you, let's say, Bucky, if you believe in Jesus, give us a thumbs up.
Don't
so
do it.
You believe in Jesus?
Don't do it. Yeah! I'm not playing that shit.
Guys, we need to pray for Bucky. God bless you. Have a great day.
Sir, he's a beaver.
Bucky's not born again. It's hard to win somebody to the Lord. They won't talk to you. But we need to pray for Bucky. We need Bucky to be born again.
Bro, you need a fucking life.
Yeah, for real. All
right? You're in a grocery store trying to convert Bucky. All right? Wait, get a fucking life, bro. Go play catch with your children.
This is real? This is not a bit?
This has to be real.
Oh, my
Bucky,
God.
We know, number one, it's we like love you. It's like your gas station,
which makes it even worse.
But we're wondering.
Well, there's merch there, clothing there.
That's how they do it.
They sell everything.
Believe in Jesus.
Bro, we ain't doing that.
They're also known for the cleanest bathrooms in the country. They've won awards.
Okay, so where do you find these Buc-ee's?
They're, I believe, predominantly in the South.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
We like our Buc-ee's clean, just like we like our shrimp.
I don't know why, bro. That's one not on her face.
Fuck. The man's answer to horse racing is here. Isn't horse racing the man's answer to
He does look like a transfer.
Here they go. Wait. They're off. All the fast these Whoa. Guys.
What the fuck?
I don't know what this is with the shirts. The Reds are getting well and truly trounced. Whether that's the veterans class, I'm not too sure.
What the fuck am I watching?
Oh, a little stumble there. Over the pipes they go.
They're doing motocross tricks. Without the motorcycles.
Why do they have blindfolds on?
I think they're goggles.
Eye protection. It's like hobby horsing.
Yeah, it's like hobby horsing, but with motorcycles.
It says, an epic battle in the 0cc class.
Tacoma wept.
Yeah.
I could probably win in that shit.
You think so? That didn't look easy.
What? Yeah, it did.
I bet it's way harder than it looks.
Not for me. All right, I have evidence. Let's take a listen.
Look at that.
I have not reviewed yet. This was just sent to me.
So. Go on.
Conrad. Why do you Conrad. Look like that?
He does look like a trans Velma, though.
Absolutely.
I don't know. People in the chat have been saying I look a lot like Velma, and I don't really get where that's coming from. I don't see the resemblance. Hold on. Let me take a look at this chat real quick.
Oh, yeah, my God.
They're still
Jinkies.
Saying. Jinkies.
You know what? He's like the gay Velma in the Scooby Doo gay porn. I didn't say I watched it. It was
no,
like
it
a reference.
Like, it sounds like you're referencing but something
like
that you've seen.
No,
so
you reference something in a way that you reference things when you watch something and you
totally.
Know it.
No.
Like the guy from The Thing.
No, it's like it's a
that I know
it's
about.
No, I didn't say that.
The guy from This Thing that
no
I saw.
No one's judging you.
I watched.
Yes, you all clearly are trying to put this on me.
No, you're just saying you didn't when we know that you said it. And when you said it, we were like, oh, that, like, cool. I got to get used to the
You know, that's
that
like
you,
a trope
that
there's porn about every.
I didn't, but yeah. I learned that there was a whole new world that I've been exposed to.
Oh, wait, keep playing, apparently.
Avery says keep playing.
You gay?
You know what? He's like the gay Velma in the Scooby-Doo gay porn.
Why are you saying that?
Are
you
writing it? One.
Have we all
That's
watched it? You're working
on.
Remember that one?
I'm just saying. It's like
what did you watch?
You have an idea.
Yeah, you know how they do that.
You have a good idea.
No,
you
don't.
Think?
No.
Scooby-Doo. They make silly porn reenactments
and,
of every movie.
And you wow. watched it, and you think Dan. Looks
I have not seen.
Wait, do they actually do that?
Yes.
Oh my God,
like
really?
Like they had like a Pirates Ooh. Of the Caribbean porn.
Shut.
Another one.
I didn't say gay porn.
It doesn't have to be
the regular one, though.
I've seen the Pirates of the Caribbean porn. Not like I've not like sit down and watch it all, but I've seen clips of it just out of curiosity.
Where did you see the clips? Just on like
yeah,
porn
normal
sites?
Place. Yeah, just you.
I've never seen that on my homepage.
Okay, well, type it in and you'll fuck.
So you searched for it?
Yeah, I searched explicitly for it because I wanted to see.
You went
it.
On Pornhub and searched.
It wasn't for masturbating purposes.
For research.
I wanted to see what the fuck it looked like. And I'll have you know, the production quality was quite good.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yo, next review?
Movie day.
Yeah, movie review.
Honestly,
movie club.
It's impressive what they put together.
Wow, okay.
What is it called? Curse of the Hole?
let me look.
Curse of the Hole.
The Caribbean. Parody porno
yeah.
movie.
Was the, what's his name, Octopus Guy in it?
It's just called Pirates. Ooh. That's not very...
That's it?
Yeah, that's not very.
You have to have fun names.
You know, gay?
Yeah, I agree.
What was the gay Scooby Doo porn called?
Yeah, do you remember?
Scooby Doo.
Scooby Doo Doo.
Oh, my God.
Scooby.
It was poop porn.
Scooby
oh,
and the
no.
Doo Doo.
Scat porn, dude.
If it's gay porn, it could be Scooby Dudes.
The Scooby Dude?
Oh, that's that. Really good.
Thank you. Thank
that's
you.
That's really good.
You see anything, Dan? I don't even know if there is a Scooby Doo porn because I was just making a reference. Look it up.
One.
Where is it?
To the one.
Is there a gay Scooby-Doo porn movie?
With
Shout out Mike Cox.
Scooby-Doo Fred fucked by Mr. X. My first result here.
He doesn't
so.
Even have Velma in it.
Yeah,
would
I don't
Velma
know.
Velma being a gay porn for men. Nobody yeah. wants to see that shit.
There's an IMDb listing for Scooby-Doo and XXX parody.
Whoa.
What a terrible
It's name. On IMDb.
XXX.
What's the rating?
A short synopsis, Shaggy has lost Scooby-Doo at a sexy Halloween party, so the gang returns to the mansion where all the fun was had to look for their Great Dane. It has 6.5 stars.
That's actually respectable.
10. It's a respectable score.
I
huh?
think that's significantly more than Cat in the Hat.
Wait, let's compare.
No, it is, I'm sure of
the
it.
The
yeah.
Cat in the Hat
yeah.
Has, on IMDb... 4.2.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Over 2 points higher.
that is a porn. Big Dude. Difference. Just saying.
Is there a cat in the hat porn?
So what now?
Is there a cat in the hat porn? How's that ring?
That seems pretty niche, but maybe.
Is there a cat in the hat porno movie? Crazy searches. Cat in the Hat threesome is the top result.
Is it him with Dink 1 and 2?
Well, I'm not actually clicking on any of these. I'm just going off the
How's it called?
The search result.
I want to know what the fuck this is.
But yeah, cat, I mean, it sure seems like
in
it.
In the Hat threesome? What a strange... That's like such a shit... Turn my audio off. I'm about to click.
I muted you already. Don't worry.
I don't... This is just a 10-minute video. This is some weird
Is he
ass.
With the Thing 1 and Thing 2, though?
It looks like it. Let's see. Thing 1...
Whoopi said, let me show you thing number three.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's thing one, thing two.
That's good, Whoopi.
I love Whoopi.
Yeah, this isn't like one of the high... Actually, it's not that high end.
Amateur production.
Oh, and his face is covered in a clown mask. This is bad. This is weird.
Oh, man.
But yeah, it's thing one, thing two.
Gotcha.
Not your cup of tea? Do you prefer... was it Pirates of the Caribbean?
I'll tell you, Lucky Prolapse 2, it is their cup of tea, because they said the Cat in the Hat threesome is fire.
Wow.
I'm going to have to disagree based on what I just saw, but hey, that's the beauty of the world.
You got to listen to audio.
You think that's what I'm missing?
You're not giving me a fair shake.
And Dan, there an IMDb for this film?
For the Cat in the Hat one?
Yeah.
That's not a feature length. It's like a 10-minute parody.
It's a short film.
Yeah. I mean,
it has to be a feature.
All right, let's move it on.
Shout out Mike Cox.
No. The game dropped a track about his true feeling about Jews.
No. Stop.
The game?
Yeah. Have you heard this?
I don't believe so. I'm scared. Tell me, we ain't getting no more. Last year, they said we mad at the Jews. I said, what that mean? We ain't getting no more Jews. Straight half Jewish. I like the Jews. Not all of them, but most of them cool. This guy's an idiot.
Oh my God.
This guy rhymes like a dumbass.
That's the game.
But also, chill. I fuck with the lyrics.
Yeah.
At least he's like, some are cool. Not all of them, but.
Yeah, this is an AI album, right?
I think he got accused of that. I don't know if that's true.
I mean, it sounds like it.
Yeah, it could be.
Why would he write an AI album? Put out an AI album. They said we mad at the Jews. I said, what that mean? We ain't getting no more shoes. I don't get it.
Because the Yeezys are gone because of that, presumably.
Right.
We're not getting any more shoes.
Okay.
And he's a little upset. You could tell from the tone of his voice.
Got it. I like the Jews. Not all of them, but most of them cool. Most of them cool. I'll fuck with that.
Drake's half Jewish. I like the Jews.
Not all of them, but most of them cool.
Yeah, like a modern day Hanukkah song.
Let's see here. What else? Horny Cowboy's back, and he ruined Neapolitan ice cream for everybody.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Sorry about that one, guys. Who actually likes this shit, though? Let's be honest. This is, like, the most depressing fucking spread of ice cream.
Olivia, raise your hand.
You get down with it if you have nothing else.
That's okay.
I don't know what you're hitting.
I don't like the vanilla section.
Just pick a fucking lane. It's like...
Well, sometimes you
be decisive, dude.
You want a little variety?
No, you got
variety.
All three.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, why does it have to be these three? Like, I could pick three other flavors.
Yeah, you can
buy
whatever you want.
Yeah.
I buy this one.
Yeah.
I don't like the vanilla strip, but the strawberry.
There you go. That's the problem. You eat the two you like, and then you're just stuck with a whole fucking wall of vanilla ice cream that nobody ordered.
It's good for multi-households.
Yeah, then my sister eats the vanilla.
I would eat the middle one, maybe a little bit of the strawberry.
See, the strawberry and vanilla work together. The chocolate kills it for me.
Yeah,
really?
The chocolate's a little too strong.
It's bitter.
Any chocolate and fruit, I don't vibe with that.
Huh. You know?
Well, there's not actually
fruit flavored.
You don't like chocolate covered strawberries and shit?
Nah.
Oh my God.
Okay, your loss. That's fine.
More for us, I guess.
Why's there, why's
yeah. So is he fucking the ice cream? Is that what's happening here?
Wait, what am I even? I forgot. What am I looking?
It's a cowboy. Cowboy K2.
Why is there finger holes in it?
You don't get.
Well, I didn't hear him say anything.
Oh, I get it now.
You don't get it?
He's practicing?
He's practicing his shocker on the ice cream.
Wait, he did? Oh, that's so stupid.
Well,
I thought I was expecting
repost.
A video.
It's just a repost anyways from Best Something Humor.
Gotcha.
I don't hate it. I'll be real. I think it's kind of funny.
All right.
Fine, I'll sit in that. I'll stand by it.
I don't know why nobody
said I'll fucking sit in that. Everyone gets quiet when I say something that I find funny.
Well, listen, the problem is that you found it funny. I just more surprised. I was just thinking what it's like, because it looked like a bowling ball. And I was like, what does it mean if you think your wife's a bowling ball? Yo, girl, I'm a fucking put you
toss you down
tonight, girl. Mm.
Give you the 7-10 split, dude.
Throw you down the aisle.
About to bowl a perfect game on your ass. Anyway, these guys are Why Are You Gay Remix. Help me out,
Why
Zach.
Are you gay? Wow. Why are you gay? Why are you gay? Why are you gay? Gay.
Okay. Okay.
Why are you gay?
Okay. That's good.
Well, this is just how it started. Presumably, we're going to hear. Yeah, here we go.
Out on Spotify. That's sick. incredible. Let's see. Full song on Spotify. Can I listen to this?
I only checked that clip. I don't know about the full song.
Husband calling competition. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, these are trying to enter the animal
Gary.
Calls.
That's it. One last time.
Get her off the stage.
Yeah. You can see why she got third. Oh, the lung capacity is impressive, though. Okay.
Yup.
Right. It's your wife again. Yeah. In for breakfast, 525,600 pancakes made this year. Listen, I know I'm loud and
crazy,
but I love you. It's time now to come in for breakfast right now, cause I'm making P-A-N-C-A-K-E-S.
How did she get second place? How?
How is that second?
That was really great.
Holy shit. What's the next one going to be?
I love a girl who just keeps going.
So this is unexpected. I wouldn't expect her to be a genuine husband caller.
That shirt goes crazy.
That's yeah. You can say that again. All right, here we go.
I don't know why, bro. I just want to nod on her face.
Stop.
Whoa.
Stop. Be respectful, dude.
Walter. Relax.
Walter.
Oh, my God. Walter, that is
that's disgusting.
Not okay
be respectful.
I'll please. Give, you know, I got to give credit to Nate for that one. He gave me the idea, so shout out Nate.
What, he messaged you and said you want nod on her face?
No, we're Zate. You know, we're on the same
wavelength. Yeah.
I just want to nod on her face.
Stop.
Stop, Walter.
Awesome. This is not better than the last one.
She must have gone before everybody else.
That other girl's was
what?
Way better.
Yeah, that other girl's was
that
way better.
Crazy.
She was raw. She absolutely
was. She was a true performer.
She's not even like a top contender. She was just screaming.
What?
Like, literally, number two, she had an objective on stage. She had a beginning, a middle, an end. I was with her the entire time. Yes.
I think she was doing too much.
Stop. You think?
That must be what happened.
I mean, it's not, that's not what the game is, like, talking a bunch. It's about freaking calling the husband.
Well, hold on, love. You don't get to define that.
Well, I'm familiar with the game.
You yeah. are?
A little bit.
You're not even married, bro.
Well, I mean, I enjoy watching this. It's yearly.
So this is an Iowa State Fair, Iowa State Fair husband calling contest rules.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. Let's find out. Let's settle this.
What?
Well, it's not rules. It's guidelines.
Okay. Participants must be at least 17 years old. Okay, fair. Each contestant has a maximum of 1 minute to complete their call. Got it. Contestants can yell, yodel, sing, or deliver a dramatic backdoor holler to
Done.
Summon their spouse from across the fairgrounds.
She fit that.
No, not quite.
There is no strict rule stating that you must use your actual husband's real name.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough. Some names just don't call well. It,
Oh, brutal.
Yeah, that's rough to hear from your wife. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, honey. But I'm going to be calling Randy today.
Live on Facebook.
I swear to God, I'm not sleeping with Randy.
She got pulled
and sign-ups require you typically 30 minutes to an hour before the contest begins. Okay, fine.
Last minute.
And you winner receives ultimate bragging rights, an official blue ribbon, and a grand prize of
$5. $5?
Yes.
That's a lot in Iowa, to be fair.
Yeah, that goes a long way in Iowa. Long way.
Yeehaw, boys. So we got ourselves 5 big ones. We're going to come home and we'll eat good tonight, boy.
That'll pay rent for like 2 months over there.
I'm pick up a few eggs from the coop with that $5, boy. We eat real good.
Find me a horse.
Woofy's got a good question. He said, who has the most callable name on the crew? Dan isn't very callable. It's true.
I feel like Ethan has a good one.
Ethan.
Ethan.
Yeah, okay. Ela. That's pretty good.
I'd be like, Ela. Something like that.
It's definitely got to be multi-syllable.
Two-syllable.
You got to have
the two syllables.
Yeah. Like if I think Tamara, that's too much to say.
Yeah, that's way too much.
Ethan.
Olivia. Ethan. Oh, my God. That's so many syllables.
The mouthful.
Olivia.
Oh, he did it.
Four.
He's doing the wipe call right now.
Yeah. That's pretty good, actually.
And finally, or not final, actually, there's a couple more. Unearth James Charles Cringe Singing Contest. We actually watched this a long time ago. I remember because it left such a imprint on me. And I think this may have even been before we all knew he was a predator. And we were just watching him because he was so fucking cringe.
Purely cringe mode, yeah.
And I remember we had a whole debate about if, because the audio sounds like it was recorded in a studio, and we decided that it's dubbed.
Yeah, I believe.
Like your skaters, you like me, my Gucci shoes. I'll buy you the purse only if you show.
Look at these guys dancing in the back. Well, so these twins actually, since then, also one of these guys was
the Lopez brothers.
Yeah,
right?
He slept with like an underage girl, and then the mom called him and recorded it, right?
I do remember there being a phone call. I don't remember what exactly happened.
I'm pretty sure
them.
That's what happened. So we're looking at a 50% at least.
Yeah, true.
Predator rate here.
In that video, it's a lot.
That's a very high percentage. Maybe more. I didn't even know.
Your place, so rave it up, left it slide, left it up, rave it slide. Hey, just say,
the worst thing ever.
Oh, I don't think we've seen this one.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Dude, I fucking want to die watching this. Fantastic. It's like, it's the fucking worst shit ever.
Deadly tints on, Fendi prints on, Ayoa Benna, Lara Bancroft, Plate Say Chung Lee, drop the
bang. I don't know why, bro. That's one not in her face.
It might be the worst thing I've ever seen. That James Charles video?
The whole thing is really good. I don't know if we can watch it or if it gets claimed, but I would love to watch the whole thing.
It might be the worst video ever.
Probably claimed.
The whole thing is so much worse than that. I just remember he goes, oh, my Gucci shoes. James, Gucci shoes song. Oh, yeah. Well, it doesn't like 10 seconds. The music industry shifted that day. This is God.
You like me, my Gucci shoes.
You
show me your brain, so obsessed with me, boy, I gotta know.
You hear it? It sounds like it was in the studio. I hate that outfit he's wearing.
Yeah. He's not a good singer.
It's awful.
Why does he think he is?
He's a psychopath.
Like, I know I'm not good at stuff like that.
You know, you've heard the 5150, his new song?
Yes.
You
holy
guys
shit.
Know the worst, right?
Which one?
The first
the fan
time,
meetup?
Well, no, that one is actually positively the worst, and at the mall when he's singing. But the first time I remember people being like, wait, is James actually like trying to sing is when he did the Ariana Grande God is a Woman music video makeup look,
that.
And then at the end of the video had a God is a Woman cover, and then I'm pretty sure he ended up, because he got so clowned on, like having to mate either deleted it or re-recorded it or something.
I don't think I've seen it.
It was the goddess of woman. Yeah, believe God. That part, everybody always
we'll send it over.
Here,
and by the way, here's 10
I mean,
hours.
I it's Ariana Grande, so I don't know if it'll
here's, in case anybody wants, 10 hours.
10 hours.
10 hours.
Oh, fantastic.
You like me Gucci shoes.
3,000 people did.
Dude. Oh, it's just this.
Skechers. Seriously.
It's just this part.
Skechers.
Skechers.
Ooh.
Skechers. Bro's not even wearing Gucci shoes. Like, come on.
I love my Gucci shoes.
What about this one?
Honestly, this one's better.
No, everything about him is just...
It is so terrible.
He looks hideous.
Yeah, he does.
Like, hideous.
Okay, I don't know anymore.
Like, I think I'm 0% gay.
It went up to 25 earlier. Oh. It just shot back down to zero.
I will never fuck a man after watching this.
Oh, man.
I don't know why, bro. That's
sorry.
A nut on her face.
Sorry, guys. I won't even nut on his face. Wait, do you have that, Olive? I want to see that one.
Yeah, I sent it, but it's an Ariana Grande song, so I'm not sure if it's too risky.
Claimable.
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably why I haven't seen it.
It was that one part that you okay. believe God.
So, hold on, I'm just going to play it, then I'm going to end it real fast. I'm going to get out of this.
I see what you're saying, though.
I love the four people, on top of each other.
So people were like, is wow. he actually trying to sing?
People were like, wait, is this for real?
Because he just popped it in at the end.
Yeah, he did the whole makeup look, talking about how much I love Ari, I love to sing. And then we hit it really hard at the end.
Wow.
He Trojan horsed his
Yeah, and it was before all the allegations. So I will say, as a YouTube consumer, I was like, oh, they're really being mean to a boy who loves to sing. But I'm really happy today to be able to say that was crazy.
Meaner. Texas rapper fires gun at his pants. Yeah, I saw this one. It's very funny. Nobody was injured. Nobody was shot. YouTube. So.
Oh wow! Hold on. This comment is. They just nailed it. Tara said Ethan's gayness moves like the S&P 500.
No,
it's up and down, but in the long run,
no,
it's always going
Listen,
up.
That's not true.
Wait,
not...
that would have me worried because.
Oh, he's already up to 25, Hila.
No, it's not true because I'm 41. And I'm still only 15% gay.
No.
I hear otherwise.
25 was not my proclamation. You guys said 25.
Well, it's your age.
Sometimes people around you know before you even know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Okay, why am I 25? Because there's some joke you didn't understand about.
We talked about it earlier. Whatever.
But we just need you at 50% to have sex with men.
It's not happening. It's not happening. Anyway, here's this.
And choices we got in life, those were your choices.
What?
Why? What would you even, what are you doing in your pocket?
Who shot who?
Look at his face. Oh,
somebody got shot.
Lo, you good,
Lo? I hope. And choices we got in life, those were your
choices. So does the interview continue?
Oh
I would assume so, yeah.
Choices.
Anyway, where were
something
we?
Something like that.
Oh my God.
Look at his face.
Who shot who? Somebody got shot.
Lo, you good, Lo?
I hope.
That's gun safety.
Oh, my God.
Did you say I hope?
Yep.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I would. I know what he means.
Was there even a hole in the pants?
Yeah, there must have been.
Wow.
Loose
yeah,
asshole.
Lucky guy. Incredible heist of frozen chicken, and then we'll move on to our main
Why are
story.
You playing with a gun?
Yeah, I don't know. What are you pocket. Doing in your pocket there, bud?
Oh, my God. Get a fidget toy.
Yeah, for real.
Frozen chicken heist. An Egyptian gang robbed a moving truck and stole 105 kilograms of frozen chicken. Okay.
Interesting.
That's big money, eh?
Get P&P back on the line.
Yeah, what do we do?
Whoa.
You think they're hungry?
And the driver presumably doesn't know.
Wait.
Because that would be sick.
That's crazy as fuck.
Oh my God. The driver not knowing is crazy.
Yeah. Because that would be the only reason they're doing it on the move, right?
I just like, if you're this good, you guys have talent. Why are you robbing chicken?
go to a bank, bro.
There's nothing more valuable out.
Yeah.
That man risked his life for chicken. Who's going to buy it? Who are you going to sell that to? You're on the clock now.
The Omani Carnival.
Right. Nobody checks. Nobody checks the serial number.
Serial number on a frozen chicken.
Maybe it's just a test run for the big heist.
Let me ask you this. 105 kilograms of chicken. What's the street value on that?
What is the street value of 105 kilograms of chicken?
Yeah.
I mean, that's about one big guy, pretty much. 105 kilos.
Yeah.
So I would guess like $900, right?
Maybe.
Can't be much more.
Dan is crunching the numbers. I see he's in the laboratory back there.
Apparently, this is a big story because all the results are just... They knew what I was asking about. I just want... I don't want the context of the story.
Of just chicken. Shows how much the chicken is worth, robot.
Price.
So it's about $4 a kilo.
So
$500.
Okay.
$400, $500.
Yeah,
could be more if it's high quality, boneless cut.
Doesn't really seem
we're talking $10.
Risking your life worthy.
Well, hold on. What's the average annual salary in Egypt? It's 2,000 to 3,000 per year.
Well, it's not going to because the chicken is presumably sold in a much lower.
People going to have to buy the chicken,
right? So,
yeah, I don't know if they're making that much, guys.
Nah.
Now, apparently, the ministry stated that during the operation to arrest the suspects, gunfire was exchanged.
Oh, my God. They're fighting for their lives.
Wow.
These sandwiches, a chicken was killed today to make.
I hope the chickens are okay.
I have some bad news about that.
No.
Yeah. They're dead, so.
What? I was wondering why they just got them all in three bags.
Well, he's dead, so.
All right, I'm going to go to the bathroom, maybe thank some donuts, and then we'll get to the main story, which is a big juicer of a story. Okay. So stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
All right, I'll be right back. It's good. Can't finish it.
You can pick up the pace a little bit. All right, everybody. How are we doing today? Let me thank some of these wonderful people who've been donating. For instance, Tom DeRippa said, shout out to my homies in the H3 Discord. It's the best community ever. If you're not there, you're a pentagon.
They had an LA meetup over the weekend.
Yeah, we talked about it.
And
a Montreal meetup.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I love this trend of meetups.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I think we need more human connections. More.
So true. We are so isolated.
Human
so
interactions.
Atomized as a society.
Yes.
Get out there and meet some people face to face.
Thank you.
If we ever do a live show again, we should call it the ultimate fan meetup. Get them all together.
It's not a very catchy name. I don't like
it.
Nate, stop.
I think it needs
Nate,
work,
stop,
but I like the direction.
Dally Arch said, I just watched Hamilton for the first time, and I'm begging for more Ethan and Olivia covered.
Aww.
You haven't had enough?
Oh, my God.
Where did you watch it?
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Like, in person?
They didn't.
Theater?
They didn't mention.
Okay. Or the pro shot?
It could be the pro shot.
Someone else saw the pro shot for the first time recently.
Olivia, I would like to go see a play.
Would you?
Yeah, if you have a recommendation.
Yes, I do. Okay, wait.
I've only seen one in my adult life besides going to yours.
Really?
Which was Hamilton.
Okay, did you like both?
Yes.
Okay, slay. Love that. Okay, let me think because Pantages, when we're Los Angeles Theater, is a lot more like sporadic in terms of options, and I want it to be good for you. So let me look into what's playing, and then we'll figure this out.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So excited about that, Ela.
And anybody that would like to go together.
Oh my God!
Let's do it.
Obviously.
Yay.
Obviously, I want to go.
Always down for the theater.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah, of course.
Fun.
He's going to be the best.
Sebastian Baguette said, can I get a shout out to our H3 UK community and our friend Summer Jade, who's had a rough day?
Summer, a rough day? Oh, no.
Love them. Loads of vinegar.
No, but
we love the UK community.
Yeah, shout out the UK. And I do want to say, sorry, I watched too much Papa that. Meat.
What?
But, you know, I'm sorry. I wish I was a better representative. I wish I could do better, but I can't. I left when I was 10, and I only know so much, and
that's all right.
I'm sorry.
We like you the way you are, Tamara.
Now, what are you good about?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's be now shopping Peckham.
And we apologize to you on behalf of Ethan. While he's not here.
Yeah, we're very sorry.
Let us apologize to you all.
Very, very sorry.
Help you all.
Gon Gon said, tell Zach I've been loving his song, Standing By. It's super groovy. Hope everyone's having a good day.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Sam said, can we say happy birthday to my big sister, Amber, a.k.a. Mommy Uvas?
Okay.
I put her on to H3, and she is so family now.
Whoa!
Whoa. Can we please play Jesse Lee Peterson soundbite? She loves that. Have you heard that, though? Have you heard that, though?
They just want that one?
They just want that one.
Okay. Have you heard that, though?
Have you heard that, though?
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday. Love you guys. It's Zoe, by the way. I think that was the one that was sending the gifted. Happy to give some membies. Yeah, they said... Anyways, good night. Have fun. Be safe. Don't do anything. Harley wouldn't hop up. See you later. Bam 17 said, Wisconsin family rise up. We met on Saturday and had a blast. 30 people strong. And the lawman came.
Oh.
Wait, am I misunderstanding?
Yeah, what?
They put
Wisconsin?
Well, they put WI. Isn't that short for?
Well.
Oh, maybe it's
what is WI? Is that somewhere in the UK?
I guess.
West Yorkshire.
No, I don't see anything. WI state. Yeah, it's Wisconsin. Maybe the lawman's in Wisconsin.
Oh,
shit, if you're in the States, come out here.
For real.
Yeah, what the heck?
Well, anyways, what an incredible time with the family. We outside. Well, thank you, Bam. And shout out to Wisconsin, I assume. Hopefully... I mean, they donated in dollars. Surely it must be.
Mm. Yo, Olivia, who's Felix?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
That was, like, perfect.
Wow. Channel Poor said, be nice to Tamara today. Is this your alt?
That is not my alt. Shout out Mike Cox.
Jesse Doobie said, Dan ignored my super chat Friday about my grandma. Who is a Holocaust survivor?
Ooh.
Being in the ICU. I did not do that.
You fucked up, Dan. You fucked up.
I did not ignore your super chat. That was not intentional. I'm sorry if it got passed over. Anyway, she's now on end of life care, but seriously.
Thanks, Dan.
Oh, is that my fault?
Don't be sorry.
Are they trolling? Because that's like so over the top sad that. Hold on, Jesse. I'm going back.
It sounds like a troll. I didn't want to call it, but.
No, they did donate on Friday and sent my grandma, who's a Holocaust survivor, in the ICU. I swear to God, I did not see that one. I don't. It was not intentional. I apologize.
Oh, my God. What's your name?
Jesse.
Jesse, I am so sorry about your grandma.
I'm very sorry as well. But seriously, love you guys. And the show is helping me a lot right now. Well, yeah. Sorry about that. Zoe said, no, thank you, Dan. Oh, I think that was Zoe who kept donating earlier. Let's see. Tom the Ripper, I'm going to cryo-freeze myself so I can skip all the GTA 6 spoilers until the PC release. All right, well, good luck with that, my friend. Don't get any freezer burn.
Just get a PlayStation, bro.
Freeze. Stop.
I don't get it. I'm a PC player. You just got to get a PlayStation. I'm sorry.
Well, he's not able to. They're all sold out now.
Oh, too bad.
For real?
Yeah, they're all sold out, and the PlayStation Pros are sold out.
Well, you have multiple, don't you, Nate?
Yep.
Time to share.
Nate saved 50 of them.
Remember, giveaway this Thursday, Nate's PlayStation. That's so nice of you, Nate, to volunteer.
No, I'll be happy to sell it for market price to the company.
Market price
to the company.
Market price. Or MSRP?
Market price. That's so nice. Okay.
Bullshit, bro.
Not happening. let's see here. Kieran O'Hara said, jellied eels and crab sticks are worse than cockles. So the jellied eels thing is seriously one of the grossest things I've ever seen in my life. And, you know, I'm usually sticking up for y'all over in the UK. I feel like Ethan goes too hard, but, like, that just looks like puke. It's disgusting.
That looks like I would probably die of starvation before I would eat that.
Yeah, I would just let myself die too.
Who said that you can't get a PlayStation right now?
Me?
I can get one tomorrow, and I can pick one up in an hour.
Where?
He's trying to drive traffic.
You're trying to drive traffic.
Scalper PlayStation.
Maybe it was just the PlayStation Pro sold out. The best way to play Grand Theft Auto 6.
I can get a terabyte PlayStation right now.
What's going on here?
Why did you lie like that, Nate?
Gotta move units, bro. Come on.
He told me too. It's you can't get it. You need to buy it from me.
Will you give me a better deal?
I don't have any right now.
Oh, so now you don't have inventory.
Ro said Tamara is little my coded.
Oh, little me. It's what is it called? I forgot the name, but the Swedish cartoon.
Oh, Moomin's?
Moomin, yeah.
Moomin!
Oh my god!
Moomin! We lost
the little girl. We love Moomin.
I haven't heard Moomin in
a minute.
We lost. Holy shit, this character does remind me of Moomin.
Yeah, oh my god, I never thought about that. Wait, so how do you say it? Say it again, love?
Lila me. Or little my.
Yeah, okay. Cute.
That's not a healthy child.
Lila me. So I learned that in America, you guys didn't really grow up on the Moomins, right? It wasn't like
not so much here, but I know it is very. I know it's very popular internationally.
And also, I recently had this flashback of like being a kid and watching this show where it was so sad. It was this little kid and he was constantly looking for his mom. And I don't know if you guys had that here. It was called The Heart. And the kid was Marco. And
it was a cartoon?
Yes. So I recently looked it up because I was like, I wanted to refresh my memory. And it's actually like kind of like an anime.
It is an anime, it looks like,
and
yeah.
And I learned that the Miyazaki worked on that.
Yeah, I was about to say, it looks like Ghibli had something to do with it.
Which is, the two guys that ended up making Ghibli worked on that show.
I see.
Hey.
Which is blowing my mind. I grew up on this show. I was like really young.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I was wondering if it was
the characters' designs look familiar. Maybe I've just seen it in like documentaries about Ghibli and stuff.
So I'm guessing that here you guys didn't grow up on it.
No.
It didn't look. This looks like a new animation of it, but the old stuff. It was really old.
No,
so
it says it's from 1976. But maybe
this
particular
art,
piece of
yeah,
art.
Yeah, that piece of art definitely looks newer. Yeah, it looked like that.
Okay, yeah.
So what was this little punk Marco?
Oh my god, his he's just looking for his mom every episode. Oh, it was so sad. Like you're crying every episode, and I was like little kid.
Wait, that's so horrible.
It's so sad.
That sounds sad. And it sounds very Ghibli.
And he has this little monkey on his shoulder.
Does he find his mom, or does he die?
I never got to watch the ending. It was like you don't have it on demand. You know, you just catch it when you catch it on TV.
That's how it ends.
Tell us how it ends, everybody.
Spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Behind the scenes, plot. At the end of the series, Marco and his mother return to Genoa where his family is reunited.
Yeah.
Happy
oh,
ending!
Oh, yeah.
Mommy?
Yay.
There sounds you go.
Like
after
a,
all these years,
like
you have to find out.
Reopen that? Sounds really tragic, though. Look, read the paragraph.
I'm telling
that.
You cry like every episode.
That sounds horrible.
It's so good, though.
Read that paragraph.
After a few days, the donkey dies, and Marco continues to walk through Tucumán. He eventually arrives to his destination hungry and tired and finds his mother. His mother is very sick and needs an operation, but she's too weak. As soon as she sees Marco, she regains her strength and manages to go through the surgery successfully.
Oh, wow.
That's so much tragedy for
it's
young
tragedy
kids.
After tragedy. Like, every episode, he doesn't have money. He's just homeless. Oh. He's going from country to country looking for his mom. He has no idea how to find her.
Ugh, I used to get lost as a kid everywhere all the time, and it was so scary. I can't imagine having to do it for an entirety of a whole TV show.
The Japanese, they're very macabre after World War II, you know?
Yeah,
a lot
of
a lot to think about.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you get?
Oh, Japanese woman.
Japanese woman. His mom is a Japanese woman.
By the way, I did rage bait all the Finns because I said Moomin is Swedish. It's written in Swedish, but it's Finnish.
Okay.
I still have not and will not watch
that. Everybody calm down.
So it was directed, is that show that you're talking about was directed by the same guy who directed Grave of the Fireflies. Have you ever seen this one?
No, I've refused to watch
it. It's very uplifting.
I haven't.
No, it's like the most fucked up movie I've ever seen in my life. So yeah, shout out to Studio Ghibli.
I've heard what it's about and I'm not going to do that to myself.
Yeah.
It's a rough watch.
It's a rough one.
And it's a cartoon. Like, what are we doing? You want children to watch this?
No.
I wonder if you guys definitely could watch like a little tiny bit of the show just to get a vibe for it.
Ghibli will for sure.
I think so. Cause it's so old. I don't know.
No. I mean, if it is owned by Ghibli.
No, Ghibli came after the show. They just worked on it.
Oh, it was pre-Ghib. Yeah,
they were not Ghib yet.
They were not yet Ghibbed.
They Ghibbed after. All right,
well, how about you give me a break so we can do this?
Okay, all right. Let's do it.
All right, we got a football scammer, the new Tinder swindler.
Yes.
Dejan Love.
I love Dejan Mustard, man. I'll put it on any
kind of
sandwich.
Is that how you say his name?
I'm not sure.
Dejan.
It looks like Dejan.
A man was arrested for fraud last week. After allegedly scamming over $1.3 million from women who believed he was a pro football player. Clearly, these women were not sports fans. He told them he was one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. That's incredible to lie about.
I'm literally one of the best athletes in the world.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. I'm on TV every night.
Low key.
They never thought about putting on, seeing one of his games?
No, I don't want to watch that. Like, just tell me the truth.
Well, as you'll see, there, you know, the people that are coming out and exposing all this on TikTok, they didn't fall for it, and they didn't fall for it because they did exactly what you're saying, aka basic research.
But enough did.
Enough did that it still worked out for him for a while.
So he's being charged with wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Presumably, I'm pretty sure he's sleeping with some of them. Oof. And taking their money.
It's kind unclear.
Of like Tinder swindler.
He did. I mean, probably.
He's meeting them in real life on dating sites.
Yeah, he's romantically involved with some of them. So yeah, presumably.
He created a fake social media account posing as a member of the San Francisco 49ers.
Shout out.
Wow. Let's take a look. A passion project.
Uh-huh.
Here it is.
Yeah, I'd buy that.
Only 6,000 followers?
I don't know. Maybe he's on the bench a lot.
He said he's one of the top ones. To be continued. Okay. Yeah, look at him on the field.
I mean, I would assume not every player is super famous.
But But he says, listen, players these days, not that these women are obviously marks, they don't know. But players, if they have any level of notoriety, they have a lot of followers on social media. I think if you're a pro athlete that has this amount of followers, you're just like the third string fucking on the bench, nobody.
Yeah.
But anyway, fake NFL contract signing video. Let's go. Love that. Love the dedication. Let's see.
My boy J Love signed this contract. How you feel?
I'm ready.
You ready for the season?
Hell yeah, let me go ahead and get this over with.
Sign that bad boy.
He's already got.
Who you signing with? Who's your decision?
He's already wearing a Richard Mille. He didn't even sign yet, Zach.
It's the fucking skeleton face, like the skull. Like it's a multi-million dollar watch.
Oh, badass.
It's real, by the way. 100%.
100%,
bro.
Niner, you already know the Niner
game. Yes, sir. Sign a contract, iced up, you know what I'm saying? We good to go. Let's get ready to start the season. Anything you got to say for the fans?
Yeah, they're pushing it a little far now. It's trying to feel fake.
I believe it.
You buying it? Well, I was
I'm
believing
still
it.
Buying it.
Okay.
Look out number 7, last name Love, 6'5", 210, I'm out there.
Wide receiver.
And you're a real player, right? That's right. And you play on a real professional football team, NFL, right? Mm-hmm.
The San Francisco 49ers, not some other 49ers?
San Francisco.
Interesting.
And you're being honest with us.
You're not a liar, right? No, sir. Never lied in my life. Okay. Love the dedication. Lots of training videos. Here he is on the field, guys. Impressive. I mean, he does look athletic. I mean,
he may as well just be on the team.
That, I don't know if that's impressive. It looks kind of...
It looks a little amateur.
It looks a little silly.
Terrible.
He's hitting a grapevine and then he's jogging really slow.
It looks like he's doing a little conga line. Hey, come on. We're over here. We're over here. Come on. Step with me. Walk with me.
He did catch that football, though.
One hand.
So.
Aren't you supposed to run really fast, though?
Not when you're doing fancy feet.
But after you catch it.
Yes.
True.
Yes. After you catch it, you probably need to run a little faster than that.
Let's see. Here he is on the beach training. The sand, you know, makes everything harder. So,
right. Football players often train in the sand
all the time. Wait, what the hell? Yeah, here he is at like Santa Monica Pier. The number one place. The number one place for training as an athlete.
Wearing the helmet.
Why?
Wait, he's shirtless, swim shorts, and a helmet.
It's like bald guys in the pool.
What the fuck is this? This looks so stupid.
What do you mean? Well, you're actually contractually obligated to wear that helmet at all times when in proximity to a football.
It's like being, it's like a Marine.
Yeah.
The sand-ish hit different.
Beach work is the name of his highlight.
We're doing beach work.
Beach work.
All right, let's see what that helmet on, boy.
Here we go.
God, he looks so stupid in that outfit. What? He's slow.
Yeah, you know what, though? He caught the ball.
But here he is. With the helmet. See?
Always.
See?
Why else would he have that?
He's bald because he has a hat on there, but the helmet's still in the hand. Not that anything's wrong with being bald. Just wondering why the helmet on the beach. Like, I'm still trying to figure it out.
I think he's just dumb.
Just to look.
Yeah.
He is not
look
bald.
The part.
I have seen an image of his hair.
You've seen the dome?
Yes. In the thumbnail.
The car rests.
It's in the thumbnail.
It's in our thumbnail.
And not that I needed this note, but thank you, Kate. Pro players never take their helmets home from the team's facilities.
Oh, that
busted.
Is good to know.
Another angle captured by confused onlookers. That's funny. That's funny. Let's see. Oh, that's good. Here they are doing scrims on the beach. Who the fuck is this Niners dude?
That's so funny that somebody saw it and thought it was goofy as hell.
Why are you wearing the helmet? Well, if you wanted to shoot a video, right, just don't do it on the beach where you're in your swimsuit. Naked, but a helmet. Let's see here. Not a single NFL player is built like a green bean. Hey. Well, if he's a runner, they're probably pretty lean, right?
Yeah, wide receivers are generally pretty lean.
I'd believe it.
He's got to run fast. Yeah, he looks athletic. I don't buy that. You know? Jamar Chase, one of the top wide receivers right now. Okay, so we can see a comparison for one of the tops. Yeah, I mean, that guy's got a lot more mass. For sure got a lot more mass. And that kind of makes sense because the NFL,
yeah,
you're up against huge dudes constantly.
Exactly.
I don't know why, bro. I just want to nod on her face.
Dude, chill. Bro. It's your type.
That's also not a her.
It appears to be a man, but I mean, not that I'm,
but
not that I know his what he's
in case he's confused.
Yeah, his pronouns is his business.
Yeah.
I mean, their pronouns are their business.
Yes.
That's not face.
Okay, that's a fair comparison, yeah. How to make the NFL video, including that he drives a 500,000 McLaren.
Mm-hmm.
God, this guy's rich. $2 million watch, $500,000 car, and he's just signing.
Yeah. It's incredible, actually.
Okay, so I'm on my way to get my mom. I know I get a lot of fans who want to know how football works or... how I got involved in the league and stuff like that. I know it's different.
How I got
a lot of fans who want to know how football works.
Or how I got involved in the league?
Girl, not how football works.
Yeah, I'm just.
How are they a fan of you then?
Right, exactly. I'm a fan of yours, but I actually don't know a thing about football.
How does it work?
Well, I want to tell you. First of all, you use this kind of egg-shaped ball to throw it back and forth. This is bizarre. Well, I don't understand that the end goal here, because I mean your face is on camera all over the internet.
Right.
Okay.
Like it's that guy. You're like, yo, who ripped you off? This guy. It was him.
Well, that's the case with a lot of these. Like this era of scammers in the social media age.
They just erase all the profile and everything, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's going to help them, but.
I mean, there's like hundreds of women with videos and shit. Dude, this fucking.
The orb?
Yeah. Oh, it's getting
smaller. Your cup is glowing. Both of them, but.
There it is.
Wow. That's one not on her face.
Stop. Hello? Oh. Wow. Nobody's there.
Nobody likes you.
Fucking hell, bro. These fans are not committed. Okay, here we go. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, oh. How can I help you?
Yo, is the meat frozen solid or what, dude?
Mm-hmm. So is, dude.
Frozen solid. Mitch.
What's going on? How can
Dude, look up DK Metcalf. He's a wide receiver in the NFL. Compare him to this dude.
DJ Metcalf.
DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf. All right, well, let me...
Yes, sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, that guy's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other guy was massive, too. Yeah,
those routes were absolutely sloppy.
That is definitely a big difference.
There you go. We got somebody that actually knows something about football here.
I know a thing or two. I got to say.
So have you seen any red flags yet in this guy's story?
All types of red flags. Do those routes that he's running? Hell no.
The quick feet?
Come on.
You didn't like those? I thought it would look fancy.
No, I didn't like those, man. No. No. Compare those to wide receivers in the NFL. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Well, oh, yeah, dude.
Well, we know he's not a real player, so I think, you know.
Yeah.
We're pretending like we don't know that.
All right, let's take a look here.
Yeah, we're pretending.
The evolution of DK Metcalf, route running. Is this your boy DK, Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong.
All right, here.
No.
Come on.
Internet.
Come on. What's going on, YouTube? Oh, there he goes.
All right, let's see. Oh, yeah. Look at those steps.
Go.
Look at that. We got a square around it.
Go.
Some lines.
Go.
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 Let's go.
Go.
Go. Go.
Go.
Stop.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm taking notes.
Here we go. Here we go.
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 Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Go.
Hold on. Do a circle.
We're doing a circle.
He's going
this way.
He's going
to go this way, and then he's going to turn and receive the ball.
Boom.
Ready?
No, they didn't say that. They just said he's going this way.
I can infer. I confer by that little
play
arrow.
It then, Dan.
It's playing. There's some guy talking.
As possible as everybody likes to talk about, but it's more of a drop of his like butt rather than a.
All right, we got to get out of this.
All right, we got
All right.
You guys take care. You guys are awesome.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you very much.
The DK Metcalf we learned about. Yeah. Thanks to our caller.
Woo. Woo.
Here he is showing off. Oh, I didn't see him showing off his McLaren yet.
Let's see it.
You see that?
See that bad boy?
See that cool fucking... Oh, wait. We did...
Okay, so I'm on my way to get my mom. I know I get a lot of fans who want to know how football works or...
What an idiot. We did see that one here. Showing off his car to women he was trying to scam.
Here's one.
Here are my garages. Fuck.
Here in my garage. Here's one. That's one of them. Here's my other one, which is the Hellcat. And then there's the Benz.
Can I say something? Mm-hmm. Those cars are... very obtainable.
It's not like, look, you can lease them. They're not cheap, but that's a C7 Corvette and the Hellcat. Okay. They're not like an exuberant amount of money a month compared to a McLaren or a Lamborghini, Ferrari, whatever.
Here is very common rental cars too. All of those.
Apparently this is his real car. No way. This is actually Dejan Slov's car. Hold on. How do they know that?
Ooh, that is cherry, dude. Look at that.
Mm. That's your dream car, I think. Then.
I think so.
Wait, how do we know this is his car?
I don't know what I'm looking at.
Okay, so we have a special visitor today.
Dejan Love from the 49ers. All right,
stop.
Okay, from the 49ers. So we're doing his...
We can't see your screen right now. We're having a technical issue.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Stand by.
Can they hear me, Zach?
Yeah. The camera's working fine.
Well, everybody, let's take another call since we've got a minute here. Ethan Klein. This is Ethan Klein from the H3 Show. Hello. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hi.
Is this Ethan Klein?
This is Ethan Klein from the H3 Show. What can I do for you?
This is Abby, your official disability mobility representative.
Okay. Hi, Abby.
So, as your representative and a wheelchair user, I need to talk to you about the submission I have here.
Okay.
It seems like someone's concerned that you're hate-criming disabled people.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the person that submitted this was named Dan. I shouldn't be sharing this, but he really sounds like a hater in this, so...
Can you tell me...
I think I should just put that out there.
Can you tell me his last name?
So... On this form, it says you want to take a bunch of able-bodied people in mobility scooters to Disneyland.
Hold on. You're saying someone named Dan narked on me that I'm
playing? Yeah, absolutely. He put so many exclamation points in this, and honestly, it's really embarrassing, this form.
Embarrassing for me or Dan?
Dan.
Right. Okay, good.
What did I do?
Yeah.
What, just to confirm.
You embarrassed yourself.
What did I do?
Can you just tell me what's the first letter of his last name?
I can just tell you his last name.
What
it's
was it?
Wardlove.
Oh, no. It's you, Dan.
Is that Dan?
How do we know it's... That's a common last name.
Dan, I'll talk to him. Thank you for reporting him. I really appreciate that. I'm going to talk to him.
Wait, I'm actually getting this paper passed to me right now. It says that Love really wants to see every inch of Tom's tits.
What?
What? I didn't think that
Love
was...
Love wants to see...
Like, he really wants to go
every
back to Sweden, actually, to go see Tom's tits and film it.
Tom's tits?
That's really? What I...
Yeah, Tom's tits.
All right, thank you. That's our caller, everybody. Are we back? We're back.
She's not lying.
We're back.
Tom's tits... Oh, look at me.
Yeah.
RG.
I'm gonna have a fucking actual seizure, though.
I think
that's one nut on her face.
The sun is like at a particular angle. That's just like really.
Dude,
that's
boy.
Just like Space Odyssey.
I'm traveling.
I'm gonna have to. We have to like just build an enclosure for that fan or something.
I like it.
You just want to keep doing this because
it's a little distracting, but.
We got nothing else to talk about.
I kind of like it.
It's really magic.
It is interesting. Yeah. You know, no other shows I've seen have this.
Light?
Light?
No, it's more than that. Look inside my palms.
Yeah.
Now beautiful. Watch this. Now watch this. Here's the biggest trick of all. It's gone.
I love
that.
No, you threw it behind you.
Nope.
Yeah, I
saw
it.
Back there. Here again. It. See?
Whoa. Fuck.
Is it in this hand?
Oh.
Or is it in this hand? This hand's empty. This hand's empty. Bring it together. It's back.
Wow.
Wow.
Nice.
That's what we call magic here on the show. What the fuck is this video? So how do we know this?
So apparently the auto body shop posted that.
Yeah.
So he's just telling everybody that he's this football player.
Not the auto body shop, apparently. Couldn't get away with it there.
No, he still said from the 49ers.
They're doing a promo video.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
That's the funniest fucking car you could own, dude. No way.
Well, there he is.
Okay, so we have a special visitor today.
Dejan Love from the 49ers.
Okay, from the 49ers.
So we're doing his 49ers. We did the headlights. We did some mover replacements.
So thank you for giving me the chance to work on your vehicle, and if you ever need anything, we are here. Thank you. I'm glad that you like your my service.
Oh yeah, of course. Thank you.
49ers. Yo, thank you.
All these idiots, they 49ers! Don't even fucking know shit of fake fans.
You know.
Purring like a kitten.
All right, thank you.
What the fuck is that car? I've never seen a car like that in my life.
Well, you've never seen
it? No, it's a smart car.
It's a smart car.
Two by.
But
two
with
by
the 85 on it?
Well,
in green?
He had a custom paint job for his smart car.
Likes to keep it low profile when he's off work. Wow. He was trying to scam the kids in the Bay Area with a fake star-studded youth football camp. King. Always be scamming. You know, I think this guy might start believing he actually does play for the 49ers.
He's going to just show up one day for training.
Yeah. Dejan Love's situation gets even crazier. Love was going to scam kids in his community using Tom Brady, Antonio Brown, and Russell Wilson. The story never ends with this guy. Free to all youth athletes. San Francisco, Dejan Love, youth football camp. Wait, so what happens when they show up? He just takes their money? And they're like, what?
It's a good question. I don't know what the angle is.
It's like the Willy Wonka. It's like the Willy Wonka experience.
What's he getting out of it?
What? And also, it's very impressive that Tom Brady's going to be there.
It's at a high school.
Sure.
Maybe he's just trying to meet moms. I don't know. Gullible mom, right?
Right. Maybe.
Can you imagine Tom Brady's there?
Just like your mom.
Yeah. Just like my mom. So let's see. Dejan Love Foundation. Yeah, maybe he was going to collect donations. That could be. I can't imagine make be that big of a money raiser, though. Who knows? Videos
you're
he sent.
You're not thinking big enough.
It's possible.
Oh.
Videos he sent to some of the women bragging about his wealth, giving them, quote, insider scoops on his NFL stardom. Now, I haven't described how this scam works yet, but in case you're wondering, essentially he's telling them he has this incredible investment opportunity that they need to get in on.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, it's high risk, and unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, you have a chance.
Didn't work out.
But yeah, high risk. So here's one of the videos.
This is like player edition shit. I am in the NFL. This ain't no like joke or nothing like that. I don't know nobody here. I literally been in.
He's actually doing the thing.
He literally.
I'm totally a football player. I swear to God, this is not a joke.
It's like exactly what you said earlier.
Vegas. This is player edition shit.
See?
This is like
my player only players could have this.
Shit, but anyways, I've been in Vegas for about, I'd say I've owned this house for like 2 months, but I've only been here for like maybe a week.
Why are you
either
guessing?
I'm on the sign.
A week is not a long
it's
period of
days,
time.
6 days?
Maybe, I don't know.
5 days?
Maybe a week?
Or I'm going to go with the Raiders. The Raiders are paying me more money, but the Rams are going to be better. I've already verbally committed to the Rams, which is why I got all my player shit. But the Raiders are offering
I guess he's trying to get advice from his girl here. Which team he should pick?
He's agonizing right over this choice.
I got my agent here every day. We talking about it and shit.
My agent is here every day.
Best move for me. So right now, this house that I own right now, this shit is 4-bedroom, 4-bath. And again, like I'm not like, no old nigga. Like,
oh yeah,
I'm young.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So like, I could be going crazy out here in Vegas, but I don't. Like the only people that's here is my security. You know what I'm saying? So
down to earth, chill, responsible. Love that.
Besides that, like, I don't be doing shit. Like, this is going to be my first year of me actually playing in the NFL. So I'm trying to, like, make a name for myself before, like, I get out there. Like, I'm going to show you, like, no cap. This is on the back of my phone. This is a black card. You feel me? Like, this is a black card.
Only
like,
players can have that, right?
That's the most exclusive card
on
the planet. You feel me? So,
like, yeah, you see this black card? Nobody can get this. Nobody. Unless football players, which I am one, by the way. And I'm here with my agent all the time, and everybody wants me on their team. It's crazy. Anyway, do you have money?
Do you have any money you can give me?
Oh, this shit is so funny.
I'm a real deal. Like, this
I'm the real deal. I'm the real deal.
I spilled water.
Oh.
Oh, who's spilling water?
That's such an Ethan. You're Ethan now. You're like Ethan now.
Oh. Hey, caller. Ela just spilled water. Your thoughts?
No thoughts.
All right. Thanks for calling.
I got an explanation for the Tom's Tits thing.
Okay.
I think it might actually be the caller. They sent a super chat. Apparently, it is a science center or / museum in Sweden.
Tom's Tits?
Tom's Tits.
That's a thing. The fuck is Tom's Tits?
Can you explain what's going on here? What would this mean in Swedish that would make it make sense?
It's exactly what you think it is.
Okay. Well,
there's
that,
a man named Tom with big tits, and the kids play with them.
That sounds fucked up.
Yeah, man. And I have double D.
What the fuck is going on in Sweden, man?
It's probably like some science shit.
But does tits mean something in Swedish?
It's an acronym for something, surely.
Maybe. About Tom's tits.
Maybe it's a play on Tom's tits.
The story
tits.
Of Tom's tits.
IT, maybe? Something?
The name Tom Tit originates from a fictional character in a French newspaper and later also in a French book, La Science Amusement par Tom Tit. Roughly, fun science with Tom Tit. That's just his fucking name.
Aww.
All right. Anyway, back to this here.
Okay.
Yeah. I never heard of it. It's my shirt.
And it's a normal last Thursday morning. I'm about to go on the trail, like I say, because I got today off. But what I'm looking for, though, like, I'm going to keep it 100. Like, I got to focus. Like, I train twice a day. I'm still going to train today. Don't get me wrong. My day off, I'm going to go and train with my trainer. I'm going to make a decision.
I got work. I got to exercise. I have
much work to do.
I got to go to practice right now for my real job as an NFL player. Hang on. One of my NFL player friends is at the door. One sec.
Decision on, like, what team I'm going to go to. Within the next couple of weeks. Right now, I'm sponsored by Fabletics and Doc Martin. So I have those two sponsorships, and I'm trying to get sponsored by Nike. So I think my Nike sponsorship will come.
Don't you think that'll interfere with your Doc Martin sponsorship?
Right.
Two shoes?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Also, he's about to start his first year, so there's an incredible amount of hype under this.
Yeah, he's already sponsored by multiple companies, and he hasn't even debuted yet.
Pretty amazing.
Okay, so your family is one of the richest families in Switzerland.
Okay, so this is one of the this is one of the women he tried to scam and who caught on.
Let's do it.
I was born in Switzerland. I moved to America when I was 10 years old. my family is one of the richest families in Switzerland.
Okay, so your family is one of the richest families in Switzerland, but you still feel the need to, I don't know, sign up for the NFL?
Yeah, he has a passion, girl. What are you talking about? He was born in Switzerland watching American foot NFL. And he's
one of the richest families in Switzerland.
Thank you, Payne Gaming.
Thank you very much.
Mispronouncing name of fancy watch? No. The biggest tell of all.
We got
Let me see that.
You say they do.
He can't say Richard Mill. What an idiot.
A lot of people lie about the things that they say they do.
Not me, by the way. I never lie, and I'm always truthful about all the incredible things I do. For example, playing football on a real football team, 49ers. It's so funny.
For example.
He's like so, he's trying so hard to be credible.
This is my Richard.
By the way, saying
Richard?
He's from one of the richest families in Switzerland. I figured, because Switzerland is like a very wealthy country.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's really rich.
I looked it up, and the richest couple families in Switzerland, their net worths are all in like the $40 billion-ish dollar range.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So presumably he's like a multi billionaire.
Yeah,
this
how
man.
Do you think he got his smart card, Dan?
He's not saying it wrong.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say
it's
he's saying
Richard
it
Richard
right.
Mill. Yeah, he's saying it right.
He's saying the French.
Oh, damn.
He's
Whoa.
Doing, he's doing the French pronunciation.
But free my boy, dude. He's innocent.
Yeah, I think he might be telling the truth.
I believe him. I've been
you know how to
him.
Say? Do you know how to say AP?
Audemars Piguet.
Nope. Audemars Piguet.
Piguet.
Yeah. Gay.
Gay.
It's gay.
What are you, 25%?
No, so 15, bro.
Oh. I don't even own one, bro. I'm not P-gay, bro.
See, P-gay is fuck, bro. You wish you were P-gay. You wish you were P-gay like me.
I do, bro.
I'm so P-gay. They'll tell you 50% gay, 100% pug gay. Yeah, I was thinking that too. He's saying it right.
$268,000.
Here's the receipt, guys. See? Look. I paid real money for this real watch. Someone's house
on my wrist. Also, if he's got a rich family in Switzerland, this is my, it's where the watches are made.
So, yeah, yeah.
He's got a hookup.
Yeah.
He actually owns the company.
Blueface Rolex. This is my $15,000.
Yeah, here's exactly how much each one of these is worth.
I don't know if Rolex ever made that dial, though.
So they have...
I know they had, like, the replacement dials, like, in the vintage ones, but I don't know if that's factory.
The closest thing I can think... This one is not. This one is 100% fake. The closest I can think to this one is, like, the Rubellite dot one, but it's more purple and...
Yeah. Are they both Prezi?
They both look fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, they both...
Of course, of course.
But is that a Prezi or what...
The one would, it would be a day-day.
Yeah.
Or no, some of them are day just. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, everything about this looks off.
Yeah.
And then
here, are we even arguing? Of course they're fake.
My 24-karat.
Look at my earrings. So fucking sick. I'm still rich. Even my earrings are sick.
About 2 grand. These chains on a little here, bit. If you can see, come up to about 10 grand. The real diamonds and real gold, so on and so forth.
So on, so far, you get it, yada yada yada.
So we come
yada,
here.
Yada.
There's more, guys.
To my Lamborghini, Huracan, got $330,000.
Why would you do a video like this?
He's trying to fool really gullible, dumb people that he's rich, and I guess this is how you do it. You know.
See. There's a key to
he
my
can't be lying. Look at all the keys.
I'll go down and show you the house. But this is the AMG. This is $200,000. This is my ZR1. This is $190,000. And there's my Hellcat Charger Red Eye. That's about $100,000.
The guy appears to be quite dumb, if I'm being honest. It's just like he's brazen.
It's very brazen.
Which I guess is...
But sometimes that works on people, I guess. Yeah. I mean, in his case, he did. $10,000.
This is about $1 million in cars.
No way.
Just alone right
here. No way.
These are about $1,000 each.
What are these videos?
Here's
bags. Like, what did a woman, did the woman, did, like, he's acting as if he was asked, like, show me your most valuable.
Show me all your valuable stuff, please.
And tell me how much it costs.
Yeah. It's a video for his insurance.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I didn't mean to send you that. My bad. It wasn't for you.
Literally.
His shot is so stupid. He goes, yeah, honestly, I wouldn't even be surprised if he pulled something like that.
Oops, meant to send that to my, like, accountant.
Here's all my bags of luxury clothing that I haven't opened, just sitting here. As you can see, I have piles of luxury clothing packed up perfectly. I haven't worn it, and I plan to just keep them here.
About $1,000 each. There's my limited edition Louis Vuitton backpack.
Limited
$18,000. I have $50,000 in cash. Just
oh my god!
Okay, rob him. This guy is the best.
Wait, so in real life, that's a fake stack of cash, right?
That everything.
He's pulling it. That's so everything. Awesome. Diva with a passion project.
Ruin in storage. So I will unpack this soon, but this is $50,000. In cash, I'll just leave it there.
Just threw it in the shopping bag.
I'm in.
Bag.
Yo, this guy is legit. I'm in. Bragging about his what? Oh, we saw that one. More about his houses this year.
$10 million home in Malibu on the beach. I own a $20 million home in Beverly Hills.
Wow.
I just bought in March of last year or this
you
year.
You have one in Beverly Hills and?
And Malibu.
Wow. That's fucking high living.
2023. I also own a beach house in Southeast Miami, Florida. And I own a
oh my God, Kayla and Will Bays. Thank you for the 550 subbies.
Living in Row, downtown Manhattan in New York. My Dublin home.
Dublin?
I'm going to show you a little.
Tax shelter. You gotta have feet on the ground in Ireland if you wanna shelter your income.
You must.
Yeah, he's smart.
Yeah.
Bit of it. I just bought it, so a lot of things are still getting sent over, and I'm not here a lot. So I'm gonna show you some stuff in this house. And like I said, this is the house that I recently just bought. Uh-huh. So you can only imagine how my multi-million dollar
estate.
My multi-million dollar estate. Dude, rich people
you
do not talk like
imagine.
This.
You can
just imagine. I can't.
Yo, I just bought this house with real money. So it's empty. You should see my super mega fucking expensive real houses. So sick.
And this house is, you know, really new, brand new community. One of the safest communities in California. And for me, being rich, you know, safety is everything.
I'm rich.
Crazy.
It's crazy. You
know? That's why I'm making this video.
Yeah, it was gnarly.
Or you still rob me.
Wow. Told a woman he had horses. Used AI horses to sell it. Nice.
I'd be won over.
AI horses.
Yo, he's got horses, bro.
You have horses?
What the fuck is this?
Oh my god, he's going so fast.
Oh my god.
I mean, that's enough to fool. These are more convincing than his other ones. My babies?
That, I don't believe that video at all. Yeah, there's no way he's on a horse running that fast.
Oh, there,
also it makes no sense.
Woo!
Like, how is he recording that? That's real.
Yeah.
GoPro. Use your head, Nate. Got a GoPro on his chest.
Like, that's an intense gallop for an NFL player to just, like, hang out with.
Why
you
guys?
Know what I
why
mean? Like,
why are you even doubting this?
He's
got so many houses,
an NFL
so many cars.
Horse. Of course, it can go that fast.
You know he's riding Seabiscuit.
But it's just like if you're really that valuable of a player, isn't it really dangerous to get on a horse that's riding so recklessly? You can get stepped on like that.
We're just making 100% sure, Olivia. Calm down.
Showing off his flawless $250,000 chain. Let's take a look here. Yeah.
What I'm about to show you, for example, this chain is $250,000.
No.
Diamond, everything is flawless stones. It's made by Johnny Dang. His initials is right there.
God dang it.
This watch is a Patek, fully buzzed down. It's $100,000.
I love liars.
Fuck yeah, bro.
It's just so funny.
Like, as you know, and what's the point of even buying the real shit, though? I mean, you don't.
Yeah, he does it well.
He's got all the swag. Yeah. He's got a $100,000 Patek on his wrist, Zach.
Yeah, but let's say it was real.
Yeah, I know. He ruined the value by putting diamonds in it.
I hate the aftermarket shit. Mm.
That thing, you know what's crazy? You buy one of these Pateks, you buy it as is, like on the secondary market. I don't know what she has, but let's say it's $100,000. So if you ice it out and cover it in diamonds, it loses pretty much all of its value. You'd think that it would gain value. It loses pretty much all its value. Nobody wants that shit. You know? Because it got holes in it. They have to fucking drill holes to place the diamonds in it. And I got to imagine it costs a lot of money to put the diamonds in it and buy the diamonds.
Yeah, the price in diamonds, I mean, nothing but going up, you know?
Probably $50,000. No. Actually, I don't know. I don't know how much diamonds are. Never buy diamonds.
Just don't do it. Yeah. Don't do it, kids.
$50,000. This card right here, this is American Express.
Oh no, he's doing the black card again. That's his move. Right, yo, this shit right here, this card right here, nobody has this card except super rich NFL legends. By the way, it's my first year I haven't played yet.
Black card. You can Google what the fuck this means.
Let's look it up.
You know who the first person to have a black card was?
Who's that?
Jerry Seinfeld.
First person?
Yeah.
I don't have I didn't even have a black card. What do I do with the black card? The famous black card is the Centurion card from American Express, often called the AMX black card. It's invitation only. Who the fuck cares? Card requires a $10,000 initiation fee. The fuck? You gotta pay him $10,000 just to turn it on? And $5,000 per month or annual fee? What do you get for it?
Status.
Benefits include no preset spending limit, 24/7 concierge, elite airport lounge access, and VIP travel perks. Bro, get out of here. $15,000 to get that shit? Hell no.
You sound too broke, bro.
Yeah, well, listen, I might not be broke, but I'm not a sucker, all right? Nobody buying that shit. Jerry Seinfeld's a sucker if he bought that.
$1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $10 million, $15 million.
$10 million.
To get one of these, this is the rarest credit card that you could have on the planet. No matter what you do, if you got one of these are exclusive. Period. So, anyways, these are some of my toys right here. This is my BMW. I have a driver.
I have a driver.
This car is $190,000 after taxes.
That does not look like $190,000.
Depends what it is.
That's why you see the shades up here. And the shades up is there. And obviously I get driven. This is my Shelby here. $140,000 Shelby. And then this is my...
So I want to see the pitch. Yeah. Okay, so you're rich and you're a real player and you have lots of money.
You catch that ball real good.
I've seen you do those little fancy feats. It's the real deal. Many women bought it. 26 of them bought it enough to send him over $1 million. Women bragging about her man being rich. Let's see.
Over a million?
Yeah.
What? I think collectively they did, right?
Yeah, collectively. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like he's rich.
It sounds like he is rich.
He is
maybe
rich.
For a minute.
Self-fulfilling.
Wow.
Self-made.
Self-made for real.
You know, whatever I think about, like, this guy actually is putting a lot of effort. It's like, just get a fucking job, bro.
He would have probably been in the NFL if he just trained as much as he's scamming.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
Just start a business.
Put some effort,
do some research, some market research, bro. Went from dating these little Bay Area boys to on a date with an NFL player. Ladies, this is your sign to not... Your sign.
Never said
not, that. Not to never... Wait, what? This is your sign... Not to, okay, I see. She meant ever.
Yeah.
Not to never settle.
Yeah, she hit it with the double negative.
Not to never.
Ladies, this is your sign to settle.
He, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. That's all you need to know.
Oh, my God, me.
This girl, she literally, I love how confident she is. Like, she does, he's not real. He's not even a real player.
Right. I meet one guy on an app. Poor he's girl. The best he's the in best the NFL, so all of you can literally shut up forever.
This
and
is
his
her bragging.
Family is the richest in,
yep. In Switzerland. Dude.
Switzerland.
Yeah.
I love how he's always got the 49ers do-rag on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, bro, trust me, it's real.
And she's a really big fan.
Oh, yeah.
She's wearing the
she's
jersey.
Been a fan of his, actually. She's watched him in
right.
Lots of games.
Yeah, lots of
right.
Them.
She asked him, how does football work? I'm a big fan.
You know what would be funny? I bet a lot of women do lie to that about him, and that must be so funny. They're both lying to each other. He's the only one that knows. One of the women does a whole breakdown of his videos to her. So let's see this, okay?
So, as you can see, I like nice things.
More house, poor, more of his things. You know, I feel that wealthy people don't have to show up everything that they have or own.
Yes.
So, you know, he's just going to basically show me everything that he has and / in quote owns.
A lot of this shit I haven't even opened. I buy shit and just leave it in here.
That doesn't make any sense, bro. That's a flex. Yeah, I just buy shit. I go in the Gucci store and I do like this.
One, I'll take one of everything, please.
Yes.
In all sizes.
Yes, please. One of everything. I'll take everything in your store, sir. And boxes, please. I don't plan to open them.
So, forgiving. You definitely opened those items, and you just kept the boxes just for show.
A lot of this shit I haven't even opened yet.
Or he just bought the box, which I think he could do easily.
Probably. I just buy it and just keep it.
Just grab that from the dumpster behind the store.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, it's a limited edition Louis Vuitton. That's about $18,000.
Where are the Gucci at?
And then here's the Richard Mille. This is jewelry that I have on right now, so that's why the box is out. I'm going to open up the safe. So that's $200,000 in cash.
Why is he why is he showing all of this off?
So pathetic.
That's what rich people do.
If you have a brain, you will see. And I mean, I don't want to victim blame, but, like, this is such a suspiciously odd...
The red flags are all over the place. Yeah. I mean, yeah, obviously the people that he took advantage of are victims, but... I mean, I don't want to say it's their fault, but you do have to be gullible.
They must be vulnerable, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Ethan actually does this. He first FaceTime him the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
He just starts showing
him. Hey, Nate, let me see. Take him to my garage. This is my VW bus.
I was like, wow.
Wow.
Electric.
Crazy.
Here's my Crocs. I like shoes. Yeah.
$200,000. That's just key.
Ah, yes, the safe. Let's protect the password or the passcode, but show the $200,000 that are in there. Is the cash even real? Is that even $200,000? I truly do not know.
No.
You know.
Yeah, Richard Mille. Yeah, look at this receipt, bro.
That's worth about $500,000.
Yeah, did you see that?
Look at this amazing thing I made this morning.
For real.
Is the cash even real? Is that even $200,000? I truly do not know.
And then here is a Richard Mille.
Yeah, I kept the receipt for the Richard Mille, y'all. 286, perfect.
0 cents.
$268,000. Now it's worth about $500,000 now.
Kudos to him. His Richard Mille went up by $500,000.
No, $250,000. Did the math wrong.
Right, yeah.
True. I wonder why.
Alright, so this is my Swiss bank account. I'm gonna log into it.
This is such a crazy thing to say to a girl you're dating.
So,
he's logging into his bank account to show them
how. Oh my god.
Yo, this guy's
all wrong. Even dollar amounts.
Wow.
Wait.
Zero cents.
Is this? Okay, no.
This is awesome.
Why would you log into your bank account and show this?
As you can see.
You know, I'm rich.
I do have what I say I have.
Okay.
This guy is like on the level of like Indian cold call scammers.
Right.
Right.
He's got the fake bank account login and everything. Totally.
The bank account is concerning because yes, there's hella money in there. One.
It's just a screenshot.
It's probably even a fake app or a website or something like that.
Fake,
And whose money even is that?
Oh.
And two,
see,
you
she's almost gold. Yeah, she almost got her.
Just smart enough to dodge the bullet, though.
Yeah. He's like, that's someone else's
balance
money.
Of like,
where'd you get that money, bro? Something ain't right here. You stole that money.
$1 million. Where is that money going? And and you have millions and millions of dollars, and you're showing like multiple girls these videos. Why on earth are you asking these girls for money? If you say that you got,
well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that one there. Let's see here. I know you think I'm probably capping. Makes up reasons why women can't find him on the 49's roster. Damn. I swear I'm not capping.
So I know you're thinking.
This is where I go. I says, baby, I swear I'm not capping.
Oh. Well, I wish you said that from the start.
Yeah, I mean, he swore.
Probably capping, but I don't.
No.
Cap, which is why I'm sending you the videos and pics right now. So I broke my finger like before like the roster came out. So I don't know how well you know football. But even people who follow football don't even know this. So every NFL team has to have a 53-man roster. If you got guys that are hurt like me before the season starts, you have to have somebody move up from the practice team, or you can have somebody from a sign and trade, or you can have guys sign from free agency.
This is a long video. Fuck, man.
So that's my situation right now. Like I was telling you, my homeboy, he runs my social media. So my email, my Instagram, my Snap, everything. That's why it's easier like for me to get your number. But as you see, I do got Instagram and shit. I got a huge following. But again, I just don't be on that shit because it's
huge
my first
following.
5,000?
So. Yeah.
Huge.
Anywho, once I heal up and my finger get better, then I'll have my official roster spot back. So,
excellent.
Yeah. And I was supposed to be number 7, but he ended up keeping his same number. And then I had
to sound like a bitch.
That's so sad.
He got tossed to the lower leagues with a, your finger's broken? I can't play, guys. My finger's broken.
My finger.
Suck it up, dude.
My finger.
Spent 2 years trying to convince one woman of his wealth, but she didn't believe him. Oh, fuck. That's awesome.
Shouldn't he have just given up on that one?
That's great. Because, you know, whenever I watch people fuck with these scammers, like these Indian ones, the goal is always to waste their time.
Right.
So this lady wins that. A woman tells TMZ that that alleged fake 49 player spent nearly 2 years trying to convince her He came from generational wealth and was searching for a genetically superior woman to start a family with.
Sorry?
Yeah, you heard that right. That's his way of saying she's fine. Your genetics are superior. Then came the investment pitch. She says Love claimed he turned $300,000 into roughly $15 million in 4 years and encouraged her to invest about $1,000 of her savings. He does all this for $1,000.
Talented.
She got suspicious, so she checked the 49's roster. He wasn't on it. She says she ran a background check, fans holes in his story, and never gave him any money. And the wildest part, she says he kept coming back every few months. His last alleged attempt came August 11th when he messaged her on Snapchat offering to take her on a shopping spree.
Oh, well, that's nice.
She left him on red. Let's see. Good morning, babe. Slept okay. How about you? I need more sleep, that's all. We need to meet. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to my financial advisor.
His name's Ethan Klein.
Yeah, yeah. He's got the best in the biz. It's a long message. I will for sure. I do want you to think further in what I told you earlier about the investing. It doesn't have to be now or soon. But you got to understand it's life-changing stuff. Not little life-changing stuff. It's major life-changing stuff.
Ooh, now I'm listening.
And would never suggest or tell you as my future wife and child's mother. So this guy is saying he wants to marry her and have her kids, but he just reaches out every 3 months.
Sure.
Interesting. I would never tell my children's mother to do something that won't work. That's setting myself up for failure. You got to trust me and follow my lead because I absolutely want the best for you. Because then that puts our kids in a good situation and you.
Kids.
The thing with
hypothetical children.
The thing with the Indian scammers is like they have the one huge benefit of being in India.
Right.
But this guy's in America.
Yeah, and posts himself constantly on social media.
Like, dude, no, it's not. You're not going to get away with this.
Yeah, and he didn't.
Nope. I hear you, babe. I do. I just need to get to know you better. Now, sometimes you get the right one, and this one you did. Overthinking and second guessing Second guessing a gift isn't good.
That's true. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Ever.
No.
I'm not talking about money no more. I'm talking about in general. You're talking something completely different. Barely know me because it's crazy. Yeah, okay, you get the idea.
Well, he didn't get her, so at least that.
He tried, though. Woman shares video of Dijon telling her how to get money together to invest with him. Now we're talking.
Clarify, babe. let me just clarify, babe. The thing is, you know, at the beginning, like I told you, I'm a simple dude.
Just a liar.
I'm a simple dude with a simple McLaren, Richard Mille.
A simple fake life.
A safe full of millions of dollars.
That's right, baby.
Simple guy.
I'm simple.
Honesty and good vibe.
Good vibe.
Like, that's all I need.
And your money.
The thing is, like I said, $1,000. I know your situation. Everybody want to be rich. Everybody do. Unfortunately, everybody just won't be rich.
Oh, that is reality. Heartbreaking.
But
you hate pretend. To see it.
You know, from your friends to loans to asking people, it can happen. It might not be
that's how he did it.
It might be closer to five.
Asking
six,
people.
Get $2,000 from this person, $2,000 from that person, $2,000 from this person. Like I said, it's only 4 days. And then that's when you got the money. Like, I know, you know, everybody has access to doing that. But like I say, whether it be a loan, whether it be a job, whether it be a friend, whether it be something they can sell. Thing is with me, I don't, like I say, I don't need money. Like, I'm in the $200,000 bands right now.
I love how everything he has to say the price.
I got on $30,000 watches and $2,000 glasses.
Such a dork.
Such a dork.
That's why I say, like, this is for
you to be able to spend more time with me. Like I said, I want a partner. I don't want to sponsor anybody.
Okay. Pretty clever. I like that angle. Mm-hmm. I want a partner, baby.
Right.
I don't want to be your sponsor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could give you the money. I could.
Right.
I'm but only asking for $1,000. I'm fucking apparently worth, like, I just showed you my bank account. It's $30 million in it. What do I care about $1,000? I am surprised he's asking for so little.
So that's why, you know, I think the way that I do.
It's VistaVision. Shout out.
What's up, Vista?
You got me with reckless driving is the first believable NFL player thing that he's done.
True. True.
You know that I'm interested in you. I mean, should we talk every day? You know, we matched and same Snapchats, Instagram.
Oh, yeah, they're married. They're basically married.
Yeah.
So.
They have future children to think of.
You can figure it out if you really just sit down and think about it and make it happen.
Just think about it and make it happen.
Yeah, baby, I'm all good. I need you to do this for you, too. So take out any loans, debts, beg, sell, steal.
Yeah. Borrow from your friends, credit cards, you know, cash or money order, so whatever you got.
Let's see here. Another video of him telling a woman how to get money from it. Is that the one we just watched? No, this is different. Okay.
Expedited account to where it'll make you at least that money that's your friends that you borrow to where you can pay them back.
Yep.
And then you'll have an account set up based off of that.
Yep, free money. Expensive.
That's the only thing I could think of, because like if it was actually your money, you could just leave it in there. But like if you borrow money, you're going to have to pay them back.
Is he even bothering explaining what this investment is?
Nah, it doesn't matter. That's like the part he didn't want to think about, so he created...
Right.
He's trying to create like this trust structure so he never has to explain what the scam actually is.
Tell him like, yo, you got... 5,000, she said, borrow for 4 days. Like, say whatever you have to say.
4 days? My God.
To do it, because I guarantee you.
Say whatever you have to say to get it.
In 4 days, you'll have that money back. If not, I'll pay for it myself. Because
for me,
it's all about, if you say you're going to do something, do it. It's not about money, a dollar amount when you're rich. It's about keeping your word.
Right.
You know, and I'm going to be a man of my word no matter what. So, sell them for 4 or 5 days, or 3 or 4 days. And you'll have the money back.
One day.
So that's what I would suggest you do. Even if you gotta ask your best friend or whoever you gotta ask.
Damn. This guy sucks.
He does. He really does.
Shamed a woman for working in a strip club when she could have been a NFL wife to him. Yo, that's a hardworking lady. That woman was actually earning some money.
Working harder than him.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Right now. I didn't end up going to Florida because I got to get my hair cut right now.
I'm going to Florida to get a haircut.
Legend.
No, he couldn't go to Florida because he needed to get a haircut.
Oh, much more important. Yeah, understood.
In Huntington Beach at Lamborghini. I made a deal last night late with the GM because I've known him for a while. So we're going to make a deal. If I was already going to Florida, you wouldn't even be getting a message from me again. And I probably would have added you on Instagram.
Whoa.
Because I'm somebody who looks at opportunity.
Outed you?
Like a last resort, especially if it's a good one.
Huh?
And last night, what could have happened? We could have linked up.
Yo, stop picking your fucking nose, dude.
Sometimes it gets itchy.
No, your credibility is being shot right now.
Up for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and we could have just sat and just talked in the whip and got on the same page. But when you act as if opportunities like this come around, to me, that's crazy. Because you say you live in La Mesa. La Mesa ain't that good of an area. You know what I mean? And then you
I'm sorry. I feel like this guy's trying to believe this shit he's saying. I think he thinks he actually is this guy.
Said that you was thinking about working in a strip club, so clearly you need money to be working in that kind of club, you know, where you showing for $2-3, because on average I seen motherfuckers throwing $2-3. I was the biggest spinner in that last night from the time I was in there to the time I left. Most to pay their entry fee and throw $5 a show. That ain't no money to be showing. I'm just gonna be honest with you. So when I came to you last night on some genuine straight shooter shit, you should have been like, you know what, let me go on and make a little bit of time and energy for this dude and see what he on. You know what I'm saying? Especially we was only 10 minutes from each other because I got a house in El Cajon and a house in Del Mar. And my house in El Cajon, I was there last night.
You got two houses.
So in my mind, I'm like, yeah, she definitely going to
Well, in L.A., he's got he has a multi-million dollar house in Beverly and a huge house in Malibu.
Dublin, too.
That's great. That's sick.
Yeah. And he had that house in Vegas, too.
Yeah. He's
wow.
He's diversified.
An impressive man.
Yeah.
Some time because she understand opportunity, but you didn't. You made it seem as if this was another random day you bumping into like me, which, listen, right. That ain't happening.
I was excusing the nose picking at first.
It's happening a lot. It's constant.
Yeah.
It's constant.
One little scratch is fine.
You know? I was buying it until I saw this deal. I was like, man, someone with this much class and...
I'm going to be picking his nose.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
You want to maybe. Maybe the just want to get... up off of you, send you on your way, but I was telling you I'm trying to have something locked in and you just kind of played it like it was
anyway. I need $500. It's so funny, dude. Let's see what else we got here. This has been going on for years apparently, so he's enjoyed some success at this and you know, not being arrested. Someone attempted to expose him via an Instagram account back in 2024. Shout out to them.
Head of the curve.
Let's see. Personal testimony shared with consent for awareness and safety purposes only. No.
Oh, wow. So it's like it's not just like somebody trying to expose them. It's like a dedicated exposing.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like.
Okay. So first off, good morning. I'm going to address this, but I'm only going to address
good
it
morning,
one time.
Good morning, my queens of TikTok.
Honestly, so true.
So I've had dating apps before. I've never in my life had them on my phone that I use. The same phone that I text you on, FaceTime, I don't have them on that phone. I've had them on a different phone, like a little phone.
A little pussy phone?
I don't have that phone no more. I mean, I can try to remember my password or something, log in and delete them. But as far as me actively using dating apps, I haven't used dating apps in a very, very long time, far before football. So they might still be on there, but I don't use them whatsoever. I don't have those apps on my phone.
So I guess. Yeah, okay.
I see.
Let's see here. There's all kinds of stuff here. Do we know each other? No, but we can. That's him? That's how we get. How old are you? 21. Oh, for real? I'm 17. Uh-oh.
When do you turn 18?
Where are you from? When do you turn 18? Oh, I'm from another country, however. I'm a football player, but I'm sure you know.
How did this get worse somehow?
Bro, you were not invested in this relationship at all. You did not have to keep going on the 17th.
First thing I'm
going to
say in this video is I'm not a pedophile.
18 in February. How long have you been playing for the 49ers? Shit, since last year, but I've been trying to clear waivers, which I will this season to get my roster spot. We can be friends until you turn 18.
He says he's 21. He looks way older.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. probably just another lie. Yeah.
Probably 35.
Yeah.
We can be friends until you turn 18. We'd have to do it by the book. Accept my request. Clear what waiver and what number are you going to be so I can keep an eye out for you? Numbers are tricky because blah, 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 blah. I mean, also, she's 17. How much money she got?
Like, yeah,
there's got to be a better mark. I think he's trying to smash.
Yes, exactly. I don't think this one's about the money.
Yeah, I think he's doing both.
Yeah.
Back to the broken finger tragedy.
And this was years ago. That's probably
that
just
finger is not healing, man. Fucked up.
Your career is over. Give it up.
Your finger. I like how short she is. Your finger's still broken or what?
Love him. Loads of vinegar.
Yeah, so a conversation started between Dijon, Love, and a 17-year-old girl. Based on the messages shared with me, he appeared persistent in requesting her private contact info, including FaceTime, texting, voice messages, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. In a separate personal exchange, I asked him out of curiosity what age he considered acceptable in dating. His response was 16 to 17 would be okay.
Uh-oh.
Why are you even doing it? I guess he's like, look, I'm already broken the law. Who cares if I fuck Connor? It's fine.
Everybody know a pedophile.
Yeah, exactly.
Normal.
Man, this guy's getting dogged all over the internet right now, sounds like.
Yeah.
So last Monday, he was finally arrested in Boise Airport along with his 18-year-old accomplice.
Is that the guy who was taking the video when he was saying, show me what you got in the first one that we watched?
This is his accomplice?
Aw, they both have really nice smiles.
Yeah. What a... a lovely little group of guys.
Taylor Chan.
All right.
So they finally got him. Prosecutor says...
He was doing this scamming with, like, a kid? Like
18. Like, and presumably, I wonder if he just needed someone to, like, answer texts and stuff.
Right.
Bro, Dejan's teeth are so white.
They're big and white.
They literally, they all blend together in the middle.
It's like overexposed on the camera.
His mouth is scary.
In my teeth.
Yeah. Prosecutors say they flew into Boise to meet more potential victims. They're charged with wire fraud and conspiracy to commit wire fraud.
Oh,
they created
man.
Fake bank account screenshots. Yo, that's the one we saw.
Right.
It says he has... I believe these are all separate accounts. So it looks like he's doing pretty good.
Yeah. 20,
33, 34 million bucks. Let's go.
Not
fuck
this.
Yeah.
That's why you shouldn't be suspicious. I just need 200 bucks.
Not this.
Just PayPal me 200 bucks. That's it. This is not a scam.
Everything is a scam.
Also, he said
this.
He was 21 in 2024.
Yeah.
So he's 23 right now. Can you go back to it?
Apparently, yeah.
The image?
23.
That dude is in his 30s.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
That hairline is not 23 years old.
I'm so serious. Can you find his age?
They're saying Dejan is 23 in this.
No shot, dude. That's the worst 23. Bro, crime does not pay.
No, there is absolutely no way.
This crime does not pay, you guys.
At least 37.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. According to filing, yeah, he's 35.
Oh, he is 35.
Amazing. Wow. You called it. Guess.
According to ESPN, anyways.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's just me, 21-year-old, and my 18-year-old accomplice, Taylor. Just a couple of young dudes.
Yeah, the charging documents from the FBI said he's 35, so.
And my bud, Taylor.
That's awesome. Let's see here. Because of these falsified documents, one woman sent him over $45,000 within a month of meeting him.
Jesus.
Actually had two grifts going on. He pretended to be a 49 player to some. And a real estate mogul to others. Switch it up a little bit. His accomplice, Taylor Jamie Chan, only 18, posed as Love's financial advisor. See, this is the dumbest thing ever. Here's this 18-year-old child. Oh. Yeah, you need to send me your money so this 18-year-old child can manage it.
Well, I don't think they saw him. He was probably helping him behind the scenes.
They said they arrested him in Boise. They were going to go meet with people.
Oh, my God.
That's what it said.
Right. Mm. Yeah, they were going to meet more victims.
I guess, listen, you got to find the gullible ones.
Yeah.
If they're willing to believe that the 18-year-old, they're like, he's Asian. What do you think? What do you mean? Of course he's good with numbers. If they're willing to believe that.
Have you ever seen The Big Short? It's literally that scene with Ryan Gosling.
I don't know.
He's like, this is my Asian kid.
Yeah, exactly.
He's great with math.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically what's going on here. If you're dumb enough to believe that that child is his guru financial advisor, then you're dumb enough to actually send him money.
It's gross that someone lie about being a financial advisor, too.
Yeah, it's fucking unforgivable.
So horrible.
It's horrible.
It's very irresponsible.
It's really irresponsible.
Oh, it makes me sick.
Makes me sick.
Like, really
don't fall for it. I think anyone does that should just go to jail.
I agree.
No judge, jury,
no,
jail.
I totally agree.
And that kid is 18. Imagine if you're like 41. Yeah.
That's even worse.
That'd be cringe.
You know better.
Nate, you think this Taylor, energy up, you might have a pizza party in your future, buddy.
This Taylor Chan character should get more time, in my opinion. Because
more than Dejan, because it's a more vicious lie to lie about.
Well, that's a licensed position. That's like a doctor. You know, you have a level of trust that's granted to you by the government.
It is. It's a lot like a doctor, yeah.
So
money doctor.
I do think that I would fall for at least two steps of his plan.
Which ones?
I think that I would definitely believe that he was in the NFL, if he was telling me he was in the NFL and there are videos of it.
Yeah, if you just, you wouldn't look so deep into it.
Yeah, as soon as he's, well, I would never give someone my Snapchat or anything, but if he started sending me videos of himself, like, walking around his room, that's when I would be like, oh, something's wrong here. But I would have stayed along the ride to receive those videos.
Sure.
Yeah, like, I would have been able to come here today.
You would have got to phase two. Yeah.
Well, I have to assume the vast majority of the people he reached out to were like, the fuck is this?
Yeah,
shit?
Right.
After two steps.
Like me. Yeah, two steps, exactly. But everybody else was like, all the way.
No.
Top of funnel. That's what the funnel's for.
Yeah. You're so right. That's why it's a funnel.
You know, when
they do. Should I tell the story? Go ahead.
No, you go.
Should I tell the story where some guy, kind of was doing that to me and some people that he, like, works at Vogue? Do you remember that, Ethan?
I remember.
Do you remember that?
Wait, was that?
Rings a bell,
I wasn't super involved in that. What was that?
Okay, so it was at the time when I was doing the photo shoots every Friday and going, like, fashion mode.
How long ago was this?
Like 2023?
2 years ago or three years ago?
Yeah, I do remember that. I remember you sent it to me and you were like, can you look into this and see if this like checks out?
That was already too late when I sent it to you. But luckily, I never gave money, so I wasn't.
You win. Good. Yeah, you never got money,
let me just
say
that outright. But
we had dreams.
But what happened is this person left a comment on one of my posts that was going really well. Like, it was one that everybody really loved. Big numbers on Instagram.
Yeah.
He left a comment saying something like that he works at Vogue and they would love to reach out. And then Taylor at the time was doing my makeup, the makeup artist, and he also DM'd her.
Okay.
And so I didn't even notice it because I don't, you know, it was buried in between a lot of comments. But because he DM'd her and she was checking DMs at the time, she actually looked into it and started talking with him.
Okay.
And his profile, I guess, looked like he was constantly on shoots and, like, really looked like the part. Which was, he said he works on Vogue covers. And then he was talking to her almost every day. Just like that he loves what we're doing and he wants to help. He was sending her all kinds of, like, here's a list of all this stylist I'm going to put you in touch. And it was like handwritten list of a bunch of people.
Oh, he's good.
And he was sending her voice notes. Like, they were talking a lot.
Oh, it's aggressive.
A lot.
What was he looking for?
He said he was going to get me a cover on Vogue USA and Vogue Spanish, or I don't remember, some like other country and here.
It was Spanish, I remember.
Yeah. And so we were like, that sounds crazy. I don't know, but Taylor thought it was real because when she looked at his Instagram, it looked legit. Like, he had a Vogue tag
at
the bio.
And it was active too, if I remember correctly.
It was super active.
Yeah. He
and
would,
like,
post
it looked
every
like
day.
It was constantly on shoots. Like, the posts were like kind of like behind the scenes of shoots. And at some point, he was telling us that we should put together our like idea for a cover for this and an idea for a cover for that, and who would be the team that would work on, that we can bring on anybody we want for the team. And I don't know, we were sort of believing it, but nothing was demanded of us so far, so we kind of like were waiting to see what happens. But it was approaching Coachella time, and he said he would get us tickets to Coachella. And so,
oh my god, I remember that.
So Taylor was like, okay, let's plan our looks, what you're gonna wear, and
besties
stuff.
With this guy,
yes, they're basically becoming besties. And then at some point, I was like, well, are we actually? Because, like, if I'm gonna buy an outfit for Coachella, I don't even have a ticket yet, I don't know if it's happening.
Yeah,
so. Something around that time where I was starting to ask more questions, and we were both asking him. I mean, through her. I don't think I actually spoke to him directly, but he at some point, like, disappeared. And then when I went to his profile, it was gone. Just deleted the whole profile.
What was he after?
I don't know.
He never got to the point of asking
us
for money.
For money or anything, but I feel like if we went along with it, maybe it got to that point.
Maybe the Coachella was the scam where he like gives you ticket, or he goes, I need this amount for the tickets. That just seems like a lot of work.
It was so much work. They were talking like every day, so I don't get it.
Wow.
But that was very wild.
So I found it. Weird. I searched WhatsApp and I found when we were talking about it, Ela, and you're right. It was right around Coachella because it was April 2023.
Mm-hmm.
You said, Dan, I have a weird question. This guy commented on my post a few weeks ago saying he's from Vogue Latin America and would like to do a story about me. And then you gave me his email.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, can you tell me if this is real? And it was an @Vogue-Latin, L-A-T-A-M. Like
I remember
America.
You showed me that, and I was like, that looks legit.
Mm-hmm.
But I did some research, and I found out that everybody who works at Vogue has a Condé Nast email address, which is like the mother company that owns it or whatever. And I went and found like the contacts for their Latin American branches and found some emails, and they were all that type of email too. So I was like, I don't think this is real.
That email was very compelling though. Vogue dot like mm-hmm. slash
Vogue dash Latin America, essentially. LATAM.
Yeah. I'm like, that seems totally like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, you gotta be careful. Yeah.
Well, he didn't get us. Luckily.
No, but I
how did Taylor
I've
feel
somewhat
that?
Experienced something like
did
this.
Did she feel kind of...
She was shocked. When the page was gone, she was totally shocked.
I she can't imagine it. How
yeah.
she must have felt some type of way about that.
Yeah, because she was like she was like really feeling hyped up, and she would tell me like, oh, you don't understand. This guy wants to help us so much. Like, he's sending me all this content list,
that's it. The thing, the
all problem. These connections that I'm going to reach out to.
The problem is that, like, in our case, that could be believable because you're like, oh, if they're, like, a huge fan of the show and maybe they just really want to help out because they're, like, mm-hmm. so you're like, okay, wow, this person's, like, really nice and trying to help out. That's cool. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't try harder. I wonder why he bailed.
I know. It was always such a mystery. Very, very weird.
Probably just set up with a new account. Try it again with somebody else, you know?
Mm. Let me take a call.
Very strange.
Yes? Can I help you? This is Ethan Klein coming at you live from Los Angeles, California.
George. Do a barrel roll.
What's going on? Hang up on me.
Yeah, he said, do a barrel roll. That's an epic quote from the Star Fox video game series.
Okay, appreciate that. Thanks for calling.
That's pretty at the end.
Do a barrel roll. I'm almost done.
Are out of time. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see here. So they got arrested. Chan is accused of sending messages to Love as a financial advisor to purportedly invest in new opportunities. Dijon would then use screenshots of those messages to trick women into investing. If women didn't have cash to invest, the men encouraged them to take out personal loans with the promise of ROI. Got him.
Crazy.
No problem. Arraignment on Thursday in Idaho. Prosecutors pushing to hold him without bail because of the flight risk. Definitely don't let him out. Can't be trusted to appear in court based on his history of aliases and lies. Definitely don't let him out. Also, the man bragging about his million-dollar properties appears to be homeless. With no legitimate employment. Well,
I'm not laughing at the fact that he's homeless, but the fact that this guy is homeless is funny. You know what I mean?
How can you say he doesn't have a job? This man's hardworking, self-employed, self-start.
He is very hardworking, that is for sure.
Yeah, let me do it.
Oh, my God. Dude.
What?
Listen to this crazy super chat that just came through.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ethan. I work in the NFL as a football worker and double Vogue agent.
Double Vogue?
I'm super rich. Yeah, I'm super rich and would tip more, but I want a partner. Would love to collab. This is...
How much do they tip?
$7 Canadian.
Wow.
That's it.
Yeah.
Double Vogue. Ela.
And a football worker.
And NFL.
Let's yeah, go. Well, no... Well, yeah, they said NFL. You're right.
Football, double Vogue.
That's so exciting.
Incredible. Thank you so much for that donation. I appreciate it.
I don't know why, bro. I don't know on her face.
Stop it.
Chill, dude. Walter.
Walter, that is disgusting, man. What is wrong with you? More victims are expected to bubble up. There's apparently a second fake NFL guy who's been caught doing the same fucking scam.
No way.
I don't know if he's a copycat or like a contemporary, but the world is yours. Look at this. Oh, little Kendrick. Let's see here.
Let's see his moves.
Again, you're at a public park. You're not in a stadium. And why do you have like a fucking compilation?
It's for a documentary.
It's, yeah. So there it is, you know what I mean?
Documentary?
Well, so keep an eye out there, people.
Yeah, ladies, be smart.
Smart.
If someone from Double Vogue contacts you, just make sure to check their email domain.
Shout out Mike Cox.
Yeah, definitely look at the name. This woman dated this fake guy for years, apparently. Another girl speaks out about dating a fake NFL. Is this like stolen valor? You know, people do that. They like pretend to be Marines so they get like respect and discounts and stuff. I think this is a version of that.
I think so.
I can't help but blame myself for falling for it, but let's get into a little story time on that. I feel like a Nashville bird. So he claimed he was in the NFL. It's actually going viral on World Star right now. One of my girlfriends called me and was like, Julia, I'm never going to believe this. And I was at work and I was like, oh my God, because there was another scandal that came out like 2 days ago about a different NFL player that scammed a bunch of girls for money. So let's get into the juicy details. All right, so let's talk about the NDA I signed. It was a fake NDA saying I couldn't talk about his business endeavors clearly because he wasn't actually in the NFL.
How many typos and like misspelled words do you think was on that agreement?
NDA.
Yeah.
Signed a fake NDA. We had fun together. Like, we would go golfing, we'd play basketball, we'd go to the gym, we'd go on dinner dates. Like, a great time.
Sounds like y'all should just, you know.
Maybe you should just drop the scam act. Yeah, just date. You guys together.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys were happy. Just date.
But, like, there was stuff that was weird that I always.
Yeah, he would take me to dinner and he always forgot his wallet.
Say this is a little weird and he'd be like, you are crazy. I was like, maybe I am like being crazy. So it kind of just
very manipulative
gaslighting me, and I was like, man, that's me. And then I talked to my girlfriends about it and they would be like, you're not crazy, but he always had an excuse for something. It like just always made sense. He invited me to a few games, but our schedules never lined up, so that didn't work. I work full-time. I actually work a lot. I work very hard for my money. But our schedules never lined up, so I never was able to make it to a game during the season. Second thing is he did take money from me.
Oh, no.
I will blame myself. It was my fault. He said his card got hacked. It got scammed. He was out of money for the weekend.
See, that's
a lot of money out of his account.
I feel like that's the Tinder swindler method.
Yeah, that's like the classic method.
To me, that feels better. That feels like more efficient.
Yeah,
losing money costs you nothing.
Then convincing them that you're getting some child to convince them of some incredible investing opportunity. Because there's no urgency. It's like, well, I don't really feel like investing right now. And then that's it.
Right.
Whereas if you're like, hey, baby, we're in love, right? I just need some money for the weekend.
This is just an emergency situation.
There's no reason not to give them the money if you believe them.
Right.
You know? Way better scam.
So it's like, I got you, boo. Like, I'll find
you
for the weekend. No worries.
Yeah, exactly.
Pay me back. He was like, I swear I would not pay you back. Come to find out, he never paid me back. I never got my money back. We do not talk.
Wait, you just found out? She's like, I just found out he never paid me back.
We have talked for a while, blocked on everything, but yeah, I never got my cash back.
How much?
He showed me photos, videos, he did podcasts, like, he did fundraisers. I'm pretty sure his dad was in the NFL, so I just assumed he was. Like, I didn't think someone would lie about that. Y'all can go ahead and make fun of me.
Who would lie about something like that?
No, I get it.
I know.
I get it.
I know.
Seriously.
But, yeah, I fell for it.
I mean, listen, shout out to my girl for owning it.
Totally.
Yeah,
I
that's
agree.
True.
She's just... Yeah, she's bearing it all,
and she's warning others. Yes. Thank you, girl, keeping us safe.
Yes.
Whoa.
No. More what?
Another incredible opportunity.
No.
Came from.
What a day.
Hi, Ethan. I'm a Nobel Prize winning Nigerian prince and member of the wealthiest family in Switzerland.
Wait, what?
Oh, yes.
Is he Nigerian or Swiss?
I would love to collab.
Doesn't matter.
If you want to, I just need you to send me your credit card info.
Easy.
Okay.
We should connect him with the other guy. And we could do business together.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, well, you can send that. That seems like fine.
Okay.
Yeah, just send that.
Can you just give me the three numbers on the back?
Yeah, I'll send it. Okay. Yeah. You end up the scammer. It was Dan the whole time.
Right there to a T. I don't pick many people. When I do give you my time of day, like, I focus in just on you. I know people don't really date like that anymore. But that's
no,
just
girl.
Who I am. I can't really see multiple people at once. So that kind of messed me up. I did try to see someone after that, and it didn't really go well, obviously, because
she's never dating again.
Oh, damn. I get it, girl.
All the rest of my mind. It happened again.
She signed a fake
name. I dated somebody after. His name was Dijon.
Yeah, I keep falling for these NFL players, man. I got a soft spot. Signing shirts at a kid's football camp. That's diabolical. That's fucking... Yo, y'all want a signature? Like, this is real soul and valor. They just want to feel...
Oh, my God. It's just children.
Bro, get a fucking life.
Oh my God, taking up so much real estate.
Get a life, bro.
I feel like he's not even writing. If you look super close, it looks like he's fake writing. He's just hovering.
It does look like he's fake writing.
So can I just record video real quick?
Yeah. You're right.
It's hard to tell. He must be writing, though. You can see it.
No,
it looks like he's not even touching the shirt. You're right.
But who's he fooling?
Just us, the viewers.
The viewer.
Oh, you think they're in on it?
This is only for the shirt.
Oh,
for the video.
That's so funny that he wouldn't. He didn't even want to soil the shirt.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I gotta return those later.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's awesome. Well, there it is, guys. Watch out for those NFL players. Apparently, they be lying.
Well, not actual.
All of them. Don't trust a single one. There's a good chance they're scamming. Well, I don't know. How many active, like, NFL players are there at any given time? Because here's two. So that's got to be somewhat of a decent percent.
Neither of them were real, though.
Well, that's my point. Here, I'll tell you. I'll make my point here.
Okay.
How many pro NFL players are there active at once?
Probably like 400. At most.
That's not a lot. That's my point. So. Yeah.
There's what, 32 teams? Is that right?
I'm thinking way too hard about this. I feel like this is easy.
Yeah, there's 32 teams. How many players on an NFL team?
Jesus, ChatGPT.
53.
ChatGPT is down today.
Yeah.
It's working out.
17.
Wow.
Ish.
It's more than I thought.
But what, how many did you say?
1700-ish?
Yeah.
It's actually a lot.
But only 350 would be on the field at once.
Yeah.
And I think it's most, let's just use that number. So if you take what percentage you have if you have 352, what percentage of 352.
You asking
ChatGPT,
it's going to give you the wrong answer. It can't do math.
Percentage?
I think they might have upgraded it.
So half a percent, according to Cha-Cha. Over half of a percent of the NFL players are scammers.
Wow. Terrible ratio.
It's going to be hard dating for NFL players now.
Yeah.
Imagine reaching out to a girl.
I got a rep now. Thanks to these guys.
What's up, baby? They're going to have to do like actual videos. Like, this is my $200,000 car, baby.
The girl goes, you didn't even save the receipt?
Here's the receipt for my Rolex.
You think all of us are stupid? Move on.
Let's see here. So that's all we got for you today. Thanks for watching, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope you had some fun.
Let me thank a couple super chats before we go.
Absolutely, Dan.
Where is my spreadsheet? Stand by.
There's this interesting thing with these email scammers where the prince emails people. They misspell the email on purpose to weed out the people who would have caught misspellings and shit.
Yeah.
So it's basically like the initial filter, so no smart people gets through to the actual phone call.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like this Instagram account.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have to do it that good, and that way only the really not so smart people will DM him. Smart guy. Smart guy.
Smart. Very smart guy. All right. Let me thank some of these fine people. Daniel Flores, can't believe Tamara went so long without being in the show. But, well, she didn't really. But also, she looks for her subscribers when she picks the callers. That's a deep accusation. You better have some serious proof for that. Alexa Porter said, they're asking Tamara a question. Is she there?
No. She's not at her desk.
Okay, I'm sorry, Alexa Porter. She's not here.
She doesn't care very much.
She doesn't care either.
She doesn't care. Newell said, years ago, Milo was selling his art online. Oh, he's an artist. And I got him to agree to mushroom stamp it before sending it to me.
Ew. I'm assuming that's like
a dick imprint?
Yeah.
It never happened because I'd never send him money. I have screenshots to prove it. I'll post it on the sub. Okay, please do.
Why did you guys get mushroom reference?
Mushroom sample? Well, he was presenting sure it like it was something mean. Gross.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I could think of.
And Spank said, family. They donated $50, by the way. Aww. Family, you can't spell donate without do-nate. Wow.
Ooh.
Today is my birthday, and I have a huge zit right between my eyes, and I spent all day prepping my barns for turkeys. This super chat is going all over
the place.
They
did. They were preparing what?
Their barn for turkeys.
Oh, they're making a barn for turkeys.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck yeah. Happy birthday. Thank
Can
you for
I
that donut.
Can I please get a, I like that, I fuck with that, to remind me of better times.
I like that, I fuck with that. That's the real one.
There you go. You got
I
even
like it,
better.
I like that.
And thank
you
for the show.
You gotta go higher.
Do it again?
I like it, I fuck with that.
There it is.
I like it, I fuck with that.
Very nice.
It's me. So, it's easy.
All right, and Michelle, thank you for the 10 gifted, by the way. Just came through at this moment.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
All right.
My bell.
My bell.
Shout out Mike Cox.
That name did not appear.
Grandmaster Walruses said, it's my birthday. I'm turning 32. Can I request a soundbite of Zach's choice?
I don't know why, bro. I just want to nod on her face.
Stop it, Walter.
Dan, this is a $50 donation. Dan, H3 Podcast, episode 236, timestamp 1 hour, 25 minutes, and 55 seconds. Love ya. Tamara needs this evidence. Interesting. Yo. I don't know what
we don't know
that
was
for the gay porn.
Hi, this is Ethan. How can I help you?
Oh, my God.
Ethan, have you ever seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
You know, I did a long time ago. I really don't remember it.
Please, we need you as Dr. Frankenfurter. We need a reveal.
I think we should do... We were already talking about this.
I want to take you to where I used to go in high school to see it at a midnight showing, and then I think we should all come and do book club about it.
I'm down to do a book club. I don't know about seeing it. You think I should see it IRL?
Yes, you have to see it IRL. Yeah. A midnight showing. Really? We need to take lipstick and write virgin on you. Yep.
They're going
to
write virgin on me?
If you've never been to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, you are called a virgin there. You need to brand yourself, and then they bring you up on stage with all the other
No, we're not
virgins.
Doing that.
Yes,
Stop
they
it.
Do. Yes, they
That'd
do.
Fun.
I did it when I was in 11th grade.
Oh, yeah. You've been the virgin?
I used to go to Rocky... Not super regularly, but I've been like 3 or 4 times.
How many times do you
need to
go?
I don't understand.
Well,
it's not just going to watch the movie. There's a whole
shadow cast.
Yes,
is
like people
what it's
like
called.
Act out. Like there's a whole like routine. There's a whole culture around
it.
It's
a crazy film. It's like if you think about the story of it, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
it's a cult classic. It's like sick, and because of that, I think it spawned this whole like cult. Community and there are like specific I'll give you a sheet of rules if we do end up going like specific lines you have to like shout something back at them or like you bring
yeah it's like a whole call and response thing
yeah
it is very
come
fun
on, it's fun you
I'll look
it.
At the rules
I told
but
Kate
I'll, but I'll, caller I'll say this I'll definitely watch the movie
no I told Kate when she comes to LA we're all going
Olivia, okay. There is a new documentary about it from Richard O'Brien's son, Linus. He made a documentary like about the making of
Oh my God,
the movie
I didn't even know that.
Thing. You'll love it. I had to rent it, unfortunately, but maybe
I'll
it'll be
it.
On stream around Halloween.
No, I'll
it's
rent
called
it.
A stream journey.
Well, with Tim Curry passing away, I feel like, and we always do, you know, fun dress ups during October and everything.
Amazing.
We got it. At the very least, we got to do a review.
Not to brag.
Okay.
What'd you do with Timmy Boy there?
Oh, well, he had already had his strokes when I met him, but I did meet him, and I got to meet the whole cast of the
Star
Wars. Oh, wow, amazing.
That is so cool.
It's definitely Susan Sarandon, but yeah, it was really awesome. Wow. So you guys should definitely do that. I would love... Everyone on Reddit was like, no, Ethan's going to hate it. Yeah. I can't handle that.
We'll
I'm
see.
Like, you guys,
well,
it's an honor to be hated. Something to be hated by Ethan.
Well, let's see. Maybe I'll like
there
it.
There you go.
It's
you
know? So bizarre that I think you would just be like, whoa.
Is it a horror movie?
No, it's like a musical, really. Campy, spooky.
It's extremely campy, and it's like very B-movie-ish. It frankly, like, you can't really judge it like you would a normal movie, because from that standpoint, no, it's not a very good movie.
It
like,
makes no sense.
Like,
but it's
like Olivia said, it's kind of like, it's not quite like The Room, but it's like in that vein where it's like kind of so bad it's good.
They were written.
But it's less...
Yeah, like written on acid, kind of.
Yeah, it's...
The movie didn't do great until it started showing at midnight.
Yeah, it became like a cult. It was like a bomb when it came out.
Wasn't it intentional? Like, I'm assuming that they made it...
Yeah, and it was a stage musical first, yeah, and then it got adapted into a movie.
I watch it every Halloween.
Really?
I watch it every Halloween. Great taste. And I've been
also
to showing.
Zach, all I was trying to say was that you guys need to do the scene game again, and I need you to do Buffalo Bill.
Oh, that's
amazing. And they were like, what do you mean Buffalo Bill?
All right. We're going to check it out.
No, we should. I did it in college.
Thank you. I appreciate the recommendation. I think that's a good idea, and we'll look into doing that. Thank you for the call.
Love you.
Thank you.
God bless.
All right. I'm going to keep going. We're almost at the end of the show here. I wanted to pull this up. We sent it in our Discord earlier, but just to confirm what we were all speculating about before, it was a Wisconsin meetup. And the Jersey Outlaw was there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's in Wisconsin?
He's in Wisconsin.
What the heck? I thought that must have been in the UK, given that.
I thought the same thing. I don't know what he's doing out there, but shout out to Felix. Yeah, and Olivia, shout out to Felix. All these lovely people out in Wisconsin.
There's even a baby.
Felix.
There's even a baby.
Oh, my God. I didn't even see.
Wow.
We love the infantile.
Yeah.
We love the infants. Shout out to the Wisconsin crew, and shout out to all the crews that have been doing that. The super chat, Felix the Lawman was at the Wisconsin meetup. Pull it up on the sub. I just did.
Who's Felix?
A $50 donation from John Goodman fan number one. Oh shit.
Over the line.
It's my 23rd birthday. Could I please get a soundbite of your choosing?
You see what happens?
Nice.
You see what happens, Larry? You see what happens?
That's good.
This is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass, Larry.
There you go, John Goodman fan. Eat your heart out.
Yeah.
Is he dead?
No. He actually looks better than ever.
He lost a lot of weight.
He lost a lot of weight, yeah. Oh, no. Brodo Swaggin said, Dan, you haven't read any of my recent super chats, and I died last year. No. It was my final wish. You missed it when you were in the bathroom. I miss somebody... super chat about their
Holocaust survivor.
Their grandmother is a Holocaust survivor.
Well, I mean, if he's already dead, then I mean, there's nothing to gain by reading them now.
Well, the Brodo one, yeah, I could have skipped that one.
Yeah,
thank you, Brodo.
Thank you from after
shout
the
out grave. Mike Cox.
All right, wanted to inform the audience of the recent launch of the Roman Space Telescope. I worked on the program for the first 5 years of my career. Its field of vision is 100 times larger than the Hubble's at the same resolution. That's from Dylan. That is really cool.
That's super cool.
That's super cool that you got to work on that, and congratulations.
What's the name of it?
The Roman Space Telescope.
Huh. I haven't heard about that one.
Me neither. But do you think we're getting scammed?
Yeah, do you need money or what? What's happening?
I'll give you a quick one. The Tesseract has the Space Stone in it. Did you know that?
That sounded like a soundbite.
It was a sound.
Kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Nate, what the fuck, bro?
It was pretty cool, man. Hi, HG family. Today's my 27th birthday. I've been watching since 2017, and I would love if Zach could play the Gladiator 2/Wicked soundbite. Also, shout out to Olivia and Tamara. Love you, girlies. That's from Laura.
You didn't see Gladiator 2? You went and watched Wicked?
What?
It's true. Who would watch that shit?
What?
What?
It's my 25th birthday tomorrow. I've been watching for 7 years and went to the Greek live show. Hey, shut up.
Hey.
Was asked to do the spicy food bit on stage.
Whoa.
Now X said no.
Oh well, fuck that guy. Glad you broke up.
Glad you broke up. Go. Man. Peace and love from Arizona. Shout out Oliv. That's from Sydney Miller.
Shout out Sydney. Get yourself a man who will let you do a spicy challenge.
For sure. And it's, I did this one. I'm just trying to get all the birthdays. There was a bunch of birthdays today for whatever reason. I got them all. All right. Thank you very much.
Well,
sorry if I didn't get to your super chat. I'm very sorry if you have a Holocaust survivor in your family that is currently, in hospice care and I missed it.
Well, what if they have a Holocaust survivor in hospice care and they didn't call? Do you still feel bad for them?
And they didn't.
Just in general.
yeah, I would still feel bad for them, but I specifically would feel bad if I missed their super chat.
But why? Why do you actually feel extra bad? I mean, it's still a fucked
up
situation.
Shut up, dude. Just shut
up. I know a Holocaust survivor. You feel bad for me, Dan?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Well, no. For you? No. I don't feel bad for you at all.
I know him.
I feel bad for the Holocaust survivor.
Mm. What about?
Why would I feel bad for you?
All right.
Is there anything?
All right. Thank you, everybody. tomorrow we are coming at you live from the office from all over the world. It's After Dark Live in the main slot. It's Tuesday. Got a story. A small island off the coast of South Korea might have a new serial killer on the loose.
Whoa.
And the citizens are pissed at the police.
They're pissed.
Harley and David have all the details tomorrow. Plus lots of goofs and gaffs. As always, that's After Dark, gang. Coming up tomorrow at 11. Enjoy it. We'll be back on Wednesday for everybody. And boy, what a week of shows we have.
Indeed.
Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time.